about 10, 12 years
ago. Yes, you did.
Recently, I had a storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Kirby Van Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes at this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Hirsch, millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Hirsch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Ooh, I'm home.
This is your sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet-talk you.
But, baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This is a 28-year-old woman.
And quarters. Quarters are the biggest circles.
She may sound a little strange to you and me.
Quarters are like the granddaddies of coins.
But to a 3-year-old daughter learning about words and shapes, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round too.
They are.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments like preparing for work or an errand at the bank, and turn them into learning moments.
But dollars are not round.
No, dollars are rectangles.
Yeah, rectangles. I like dollars.
Yep, most people do, honey. Most people do.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The following commercial is sponsored by FeedThePig.org, an organization devoted to helping you save money. We will not entice you with messages like...
Lowest prices in town. Dealer approved, certified pre-owned.
No obligation consultation.
Nor will we brag about our...
huge selection. Enormous variety.
One-stop shopping.
Everything under one roof.
or promise.
Prices reduced up to 75%.
A sale like this can't go on forever.
Factory liquidation.
Financing options available.
We will offer no contingencies like...
See store for details.
Prices and participation may vary.
Legal exclusions apply.
No purchase necessary.
We'll try to convince you that our product will give you...
Leaner, tighter abs in minutes.
A perfect smile. Porcelain veneers.
Freedom from those painful, embarrassing bunions.
Because we simply want to help you spend smarter and save better. Log on to feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Now there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Whew, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me. But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! That is moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. From the brothers, talking to sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. From the brothers, talking to sisters.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who is dead.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end?
love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers helping sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name, my name, my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of business, all kinds of business to tend to. Let's handle some of our business out here. Let's handle some of our business. 1-877-920-WGNU. Do we have anything coming for real? For real. Do we have anything coming for real? Come on now, for real. Story coming out of the AP, that would be the Associated Press. That would be the Associated Press. Millions of dollars in gear. Talking about combat boots, helmets, vests, aircraft parts is being junked by the Pentagon. Thrown away. Thrown into shredders. Of the roughly $1.8 billion worth of equipment that the Defense Department downgraded to scrap, and that's just from January to June, at least $330 million came from categories of gear that the Pentagon most frequently buys back from surplus dealers. Wait a minute. Tell me why we should be satisfied with a Pentagon and a president that is throwing away everything that, I mean, think of all this, throwing away hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stuff. And I know there are so many of you out there that are just shaking your head saying, you know what, I'm not surprised. You know what, I'm not. You know what, I am not surprised at all. And I feel you, I understand you, I hear you, I get you, yeah, I'm not surprised either. However, that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be hollering about it. We're not supposed to be looking at this arrogant act of waste that's being shoved in our faces, this arrogant act of contempt Just because somebody doesn't surprise you with their contempt, it doesn't mean that you ain't supposed to be talking about it, exposing it, and addressing it. $330 million worth of supplies that they're just shredding. They're putting into the big old Pentagon shredder and saying, we'll just buy more. We'll buy more new stuff. And there's also a question of not even just shredding old stuff, but they're shredding new items such as Camelback backpack style hydration packs, sleeping bags, gloves, auto parts, mufflers. The Pentagon is saying we're only destroying stuff we don't need. Yeah. Oh. And what they can't defend, they say, well, we can't talk about it because it's national security. I guess they figure if George Bush can keep saying national security, everybody else can keep saying national security or can start saying national security as well. Ain't that some stuff? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Cindy Sheehan's going to be joining me this morning. In the 9 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, of course, will be St. Louis Public Schools Watch. But Cindy Sheehan, she's saying that she's going to beat Nancy Pelosi. She's going to beat Nancy Pelosi. Cindy Sheehan is going to be with me in the 9 o'clock hour, fresh out of jail, and demanding impeachment. Walking the walk, talking the talk, walking the walk. Talking the top. In the 9 o'clock hour, Cindy Sheehan will be joining me here on the Wake Up Call. Yeah. Because that's how we roll here. That's how we roll. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Carl.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I just want to comment on what the comment that you just made about the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm being a little bit facetious here, but I am serious, too. I know who can straighten out America. You and Dr. Kincaid. You know what? The reason why I say that is because I've been listening to you and Dr. Kincaid on the radio. Ever since she came on, Dr. Kincaid, I can hear and feel the sincerity, the honesty, professionalism and the whole bit that comes from you two. And you know what? America do not want anybody fair and honest and right, somebody with integrity, prestige to run this country. All we got to do is look at who we have now and who we had in the past. They want the same old crap. And as I said, you and Dr. Kincaid can straighten this country out. I feel, and I think a lot of other callers will agree to that, that you all can straighten this country out in a short period of time.
And the cool thing is that we'd all live to be 125 in the process of it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carl. Oh, that, you know, I like that.
Oh,
I
you
like
know what?
That.
I do, too.
All right.
And like I said, real shortly here, that I would do whatever I could if it was a reality that, you know, that thing had come to want to be, you know, done. I'll do whatever I can to try to get you all in there.
All right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 6 o'clock hour. Southbound 270 between Dorset and Page. Look for an accident. Vehicles reported off the roadway at Page and 364 exit on the westbound side. Look for slow traffic as a result. Northbound 170 between Del Mar and Olive, there's road construction reduced to two lanes and expect very heavy traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street in the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic's building, especially in left-hand lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays there as well. Westbound 70 from Broadway through 10th Street. There's an incident that's been cleared, and that's at 10th Street. Look for heavy volume as a result. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. That traffic is starting to build, but everything is moving at the speed limit at this hour. Northbound 270 from 44th through Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy delays, especially around the 44 Exchange. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270 is starting stack up there as well. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for traffic to be building this hour. And eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge through the Valley. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 70 east of Earth City Expressway past the 70 Exchange. Look for delays in that area as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, highs around 90. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Friday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and some clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. It's 30% off of everything in the store. Look, stop what you're doing right now. Plan your day around getting over to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Every single item, sale, no sale, on the floor is 30% off. Your washers, your dryers, your TVs, your tractors, your lawnmowers, your CD players, your DVD players, your mixers, your tools. Every single thing on the floor at the Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. 30% off. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. Get on down to Sears. Tell them I told you to. Get your shop on. Call your friends. Get your family. Get your Sears card and get down there.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Later today on WGNU's Sloan Ranger program, find out what's wrong with government-run healthcare when Stuart Browning, co-director of the short film Dead Meat, an investigation of the perilously long waiting times in the Canadian healthcare system, joins the Sloan Ranger. That'll be at 5:30 this evening with Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, on AM 920 WGNU.
Educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Hey, brother man, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business. Did I tell you how much business we have? We have a whole lot of business today. Yes, we do. A whole lot of business to deal with, to talk about, to delve into, to get it straight. Don't get it twisted. That's what I'm talking about. Look, you can think about all the things going on in your life. The good things, the bad things, the issues that are challenging you, the stuff you got to deal with. And at the end of the day, you can tell yourself, well, shoot, I guess at least I'm not Alberto Gonzalez. At least I'm not Alberto Gonzalez. Huh. They are talking about after Alberto Gonzalez's performance yesterday, and I do have to say that while it is not Academy Award inspiring, it needs to be evaluated for its enthusiastic attempt at acting. Oh, he was acting. He was, what's the word I'm looking for? Testa-lying. Testa-lying. He appeared, and he testa-lied. Oh, my goodness. Testa lied so hard that the Republican said, you know, you need to review your transcript because we sure are going to review the transcripts here. And you know what? We need to decide if we're going to bring charges. Now, he didn't say it like that. He was more diplomatic because he felt the need to be diplomatic. I do not have to harbor such an attitude. I don't have to be diplomatic. They're talking about bringing charges. What's the P word that is so consistent with this administration? You can't say George Bush without saying perjury. They're talking about bringing perjury charges. They are musing about the idea. The question, though, is that would the Alberto Gonzalez is the attorney general. Alberto Gonzalez would be asked, so since he's the attorney general, if perjury charges are brought, the same guy's office who's being accused of perjury would then be asked to pursue perjury charges. What are the odds of that? What are the odds of that? You think that Alberto Gonzalez's office would find perjury charges, would begin to pursue perjury charges against Alberto Gonzalez? I don't think so. No, I know not. I know that is not going to happen. I know that that is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We need a special prosecutor. And I just think that, you know, with this administration, that there's going to be a cottage industry of special prosecutors. Walmart needs to go open up a special prosecutor store somewhere. Because there's going to be a whole lot of clamoring for special prosecutors. whether it's Alberto Gonzalez or Harriet Myers or Dick Cheney or Scooter Libby, or there are a whole lot of special. We need a special prosecutor's at store somewhere. And it needs to be open 24 hours a day. This is amazing. Amazing. Senator Leahy said, the Attorney General has lost the confidence of Congress and the American people. The administration has squandered the trust, and he told Alberto Gonzalez to his face, I don't trust you. Now, that was just the Democrat. What did the Republican have to say? Specter said there's evidence of low morale at the Justice Department. He said that Alberto Gonzalez has a lack of personal credibility. That means you a lie, and the truth ain't in you. There is a so-called, I would say that the more diplomatic, I think that the definition of diplomacy is inaccurate. Diplomacy should be telling you the truth clearly and inescapably. Diplomacy tells you, wraps up the truth. You know, kind of like how you have to, if you're trying to give your dog a pill, you got to wrap some hamburger around it and slide it down his throat. I don't believe that that's the truth. The truth is you got to take this pill. And the fact that, and so Specter says in what they call diplomatic language, Gonzalez has a lack of personal credibility. That's not the truth. The truth is you a lie and the truth ain't in you. That's what the truth is. Specter called the department dysfunctional. Specter, the Republican, raised the prospect of calling for a special prosecutor to press a potential contempt of Congress citation over the White House's refusal to provide certain documents and sworn testimony. Specter also said we have the alternative of convening the Senate and having a contempt citation and trying it in the Senate. Oh, hello. Hello. Speaking of showdowns at the OK Corral or at the GW Corral. Smackdown showdown at the GW Corral. John Conyers said that they will vote today on contempt citations for the White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton and former counsel Harriet E. Myers. And they're on a road to collision with the White House. With the White House. Now, in all fairness to Alberto, you a lie, you ain't got the truth in you, the truth ain't in you. All fairness to Alberto. He has said that they have made, that they've decided to move in the light of the fact that people are questioning the credibility of this office of Attorney General, the Justice Department, based on actions engaged in by Alberto Gonzalez. Alberto has said, well, we have some new programs. We've put in place some new programs. And you all will be very happy and comforted to know what these programs are. I feel better just knowing about them. I feel better and confident that the truth will be, what's the word I'm looking for? The truth will remain the truth in this department under the guidance of the direction of Alberto Gonzalez. Here's the program that Alberto has put in place. He announced a new program called an internal program. This is a self-examination program. How do they self-exam? Well, there's no involvement by the courts, there's no report to Congress, and no other outside check. I guess that's a program. we, the public, don't know, will not be given any checks and measurements of this program. The Congress won't be given any checks and measurements. It's basically like, we know you don't trust us, so we've put in place a program that says trust us, and thereby fixing the problem. Okay. I guess that'll work. They think we're stupid. They think we stupid. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name. Say my name, Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Chan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisa Chan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head for you. Oh, you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. You want to get a sense of how awful it was yesterday. You want to get a sense of is it giving somebody props to say, you know, man, y'all sure know how to lie. I mean, I got to say, I'm impressed with your ability to lie. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't not tell the truth. Say that three times. Okay, but let me give you an example. Let me read through this. Now, we all know about Alberto Gonzalez making a run to the hospital bed of a heavily sedated John Ashcroft. John Ashcroft is in the hospital bed, and Alberto Gonzalez wants to be allowed to spy on us. And the guy who is not in that's supposed to be in charge, calmly is supposed to be in charge, has said, no, we're not going to let you, we're not going to extend this program to spy on American people without warrants. Alberto goes to the hospital to a heavily sedated Ashcroft and said, well, you know, I'm going to get him to say yes to it. What better way to do it? It's just like, it's what we do when we go to, when we investigate and when we interrogate prisoners of war, we sedate them, we shock them, we do everything to them. Huh. Here's the exchange yesterday with Chuck Schumer and Alberto Gonzalez. Let me ask you this question. Who sent you to the hospital? Clear question, right? Here's the answer from Alberto Gonzalez. Senator, what I can say is that we had a very important meeting at the White House over one of the most important Schumer. I didn't ask you that. Gonzalez, I'm answering your question, Senator, if I could. Schumer, who sent you? Did anyone tell you to go? Gonzalez. It was one of the most important programs for the United States. It had been authorized by the President. I'll just say that the Chief of Staff to the President of the United States, the Counsel for the President of the United States, went to the hospital on behalf of the President of the United States. Huh? Schumer. Did the President ask you to go? Now understand, this is a key important, this is the question of the day. Gonzalez. We were there on behalf of the President of the United States. Schumer, I didn't ask you that. Did the President ask you to go? Gonzalez, Senator, we were there on behalf of the President of the United States. Schumer, why can't you answer the question? Gonzalez, that's the answer I can give you, Senator, huh? Schumer, well, explain to me why you can't answer it directly. Senator, again, we were there on an important program for the President, for this President on behalf of the President of the United States. Schumer, did you talk to the President beforehand? Senator, obviously there were a lot of discussions that happened during that period of time. This involved one of the President's premier program. Schumer, but sir, you're before this committee. You are before this committee. You are supposed to answer questions. You have not claimed privilege. I don't think that there is any, and I asked you to answer the question, and you refused to answer it. Why? Gonzalez, Senator, if I can answer the question, I will answer the question. Schumer, but could you tell me why you can't answer that question? Gonzalez, Senator, because, again, this relates to activities that existed when I was in the White House, and because that of that, I, with respect to your specific question, I will go back and see whether or not I can answer the question. Huh? You know, I got to give the boy props. If you don't go to hell for giving a liar props, I'm going to give you props. Because that boy can lie. That boy can avoid answering a question. I'm impressed. That's hard to do. Who asked you to go? Who did the President ask you to go? We were there on behalf of the President. I don't know, huh? Did the president ask you to go? Did the president ask you to go? That's simple, yes or no. Did the president ask you to go? We were there on behalf of him. Did he ask you to go? We were there on behalf of him. Did he ask you to go? Well, you know, it's such a pretty day out there. There are lots of green trees and tall buildings, and then you blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Did the president ask you to go? What, you just wake up one morning in a wild hair and say, I'm going to go down to the hospital bed of the heavily sedated John Ashcroft and see if I can get him to change this law that George Bush happens to want changed? See, that's what's wrong with this country. That was wrong with this country. Lord, 1-877-920-WGNU. Well, you know, speaking of what's wrong with this country, speaking of the issues that confront us, I got to go back to the story of Michael Vick. I got to. Because, got to go to the story of Michael Vick because. Why? Thinking about, talking about this Alberto Gonzalez thing, I just want you to understand that Alberto Gonzalez was going to the hospital bed of a heavily sedated John Ashcroft to get him to allow the Justice Department to spy on us. The same Alberto Gonzalez who didn't have any problem with torture. And so, that makes me think about the Michael Vick case. I, as a woman of African descent, sitting here listening to people speak out in horror about the treatment of dogs, and don't get me wrong, I think that I don't eat meat, partially because of the cruelty to animals that's involved in it. I don't. But part of me, part of my mind, part of my heart, when I listen to the fury expressed about the treatment of dogs, I can't help but feel, you know, dang. I don't remember hearing that kind of fury from those same voices when Amadou Diallo was shot down by police. I don't remember that kind of fury about cruelty when nightsticks were inserted in innocent men. When Miss Green was taken out with bunker busting bullets in a parking lot during a epileptic seizure. I don't remember the same howls of cruelty. I don't remember that. So as a person of African descent, my long lineage includes my historical lineage includes lynchings and the murder of Emmett Till, the murder of Martin Luther King, the murder of Malcolm X. My historical African lineage includes that. And I dare say that America didn't sound as outraged. These voices of outrage about the treatment of these dogs did not exist with those human murders. So I have to ask the question of, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, I don't think that this is about, or some folks are saying, I don't think this is about race. There's an energy that exists in the prosecution, the public prosecution of Michael Vick that leads me to a familiar place. I've heard that rage before. And it's a specialized rage, let me tell you. It's a unique rage born out of the history of this country. Is somebody going to sign a confession sheet saying that this is about race? That my anger and my rage is about race? No, it ain't never going to happen. But you know what, y'all? I know it when I hear it. I know it when I hear it. I just think of that line from that movie Rosewood, where that little white guy was sitting on the porch, chewing his tobacco and spitting it out and saying, looking up at that black house where that black man had a piano, he said, you know what, I ain't got no piano in my house. I'd have to work a whole lifetime to have a piano in my house, and that just don't seem right. And they burned Rosewood to the ground. It's about race. I'll be back with the school watch. Stay with me.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Has health care for veterans improved since the Walter Reed scandal broke? ABC's Ann Compton tells us a special panel is due to submit its report today.
It's a little unusual. The Blue Ribbon Panel tracking the treatment of wounded from Iraq will discuss their work with President Bush and then vote on a final draft of their recommendations. The president asked Bob Dole, whose withered arm is a result of a World War II wound, and Donna Shalala, who ran the government health programs for 8 years, to determine how to improve military medical care from the battlefield to back home. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The sluggish housing market is weighing down the Dow. ABC's Richard Davies has the latest numbers.
The big drag on the stock market is the subprime mortgage mess. Shares of the large mortgage lender Countrywide Financial fell sharply after the company said defaults by prime borrowers, those with fairly good credit, are also growing. Concerns are on the rise that bad loans could be an even bigger problem than expected. New numbers show defaults in California are at a 10-year high.
Lindsay Lohan insists she's innocent in a posting on Access Hollywood's website. She was arrested again early yesterday morning by Santa Monica police. Lieutenant Alex Padilla explains.
She was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. Also in her pocket was a small amount of cocaine. So she was also charged with possession of a controlled substance.
It was her second arrest in the space of a year. She recently completed a second stint in rehab. In the web posting, Lohan claims the drugs did not belong to her. Harry Potter's creator, J.K. Rowling, says she'll miss his magical world as she completed the launch of the last Potter book. Meanwhile, the young man who played Harry in the movies, Daniel Radcliffe, turned 18 Monday and will automatically gain access to a $40 million trust fund. He insists it won't cast a spell on him, though, and he has no plans to waste it on cars or liquor. I'm Karen Chase.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
A famous pair of pants helped raise a lot of money for a cleaner almost taken to the cleaners. ABC's Daniela Bellotta has the story.
The cleaners had lost the pants, which belonged to a judge. They eventually found them, but still not happy. The judge sued the cleaners for $67 million. The cleaners won the lawsuit, but now owe about $100,000 in legal costs. To help them out, two reform groups put on a fundraiser. The star attraction? The pants. About 150 guests had appetizers and cocktails, and some even posed for photos with the pants. By the end of the night, $64,000 was raised, with more pledges still coming in. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
People in Hungary are apparently hungry for a little more shut-eye. The nation's 8 million voters may soon be asked if there should be a referendum allowing an afternoon nap. Backers are trying to collect the necessary 200,000 signatures to get a nap up for a vote. Introducing the first cloned rabbit. Chinese researchers have successfully cloned a female rabbit using cells from a fetus. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Here's this hour's WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston. After a rash of unsolved murders this year, East St. Louis's new police chief is more than doubling the number of detectives in the city. Chief Michael Braxton is promoting 6 patrol officers to investigators. There have been 18 homicides in the city this year, and many of those remain unsolved. Braxton hopes the extra manpower will help run down leads, but councilman and former police chief Delbert Marion likens the action to, quote, putting a Band-Aid on a cancer sore. He says the move will boost overtime costs and leave the city vulnerable because of the lack of patrol officers. Braxton vows to patrol the streets himself, along with other commanders who are volunteering to pick up the slack. And in St. Charles, the community is planning to purchase a flash camera to put into its parks to prevent or help capture vandals. The announcement comes after vandals damaged Rau Garden in Blanchette Park last week, causing approximately $2,000 in damage. The vandals turned over every large flower pot they could turn over and broke several others. Heavy steel benches were also overturned, and fireworks were set off in 4 toilets. The camera the city plans to purchase is inside an almost indestructible metal case, and it can be relocated from one park to another and from one location to another. Town of Jennings has a similar system of cameras that are monitored around the clock. Police in Jennings say park vandalism there has decreased since the camera's introduction. And that's another WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry through Graham Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for delays there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. It is moving at the speed limit, but it is slow go. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well, but look for slowdowns in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split, look for delays there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span into the landing. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, look for slowdowns there as well. Northbound 170 from Del Mar through Olive, there's roadway construction reduced to 2 lanes. It's causing heavy traffic there. Southbound 67 at 94 and 367, there's road construction there as well. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason, look for heavy volume. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 into the Chain of Rocks Bridge, look for slowdowns as well. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is slow at this hour. And southbound 270 from Dorset through Page, look for an accident that's been cleared at Page. But there's still some heavy volume going on there as well. There's also been an incident cleared westbound 70 at Broadway and 10th, and it's causing some slowdowns there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, look forward to partly, mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s this evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon. High around 90. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Friday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, high in the lower 90s. Currently, we have 65 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next at St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs and Liz Brown. That's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution.
nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound, that's below, that's a below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Peter, there are a number of things out there that I think that are important to talk about. But I kind of want to spend a little bit of time this morning talking about, connecting some dots, talking about the things that will fall if people are not consistent on this issue of fighting this illegal takeover of our district.
Right.
And the elimination of elected officials. You and I, because we've been on this issue for so long and have been fighting this, we said in the beginning that this was about the dismantling of public education. This is a full frontal assault on public education. We said that 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago, is it?
Yes.
When Roberti came to town and when Francis Lay had his four people majority on the board. And looking back at that, the statements that we made back then about this being a full frontal assault on public education and the attempt to dismantle public education, fast forwarding to today, it is absolutely clear that that is what that is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a recent report came out from a former reporter down in, I think it's Joplin, Missouri. Mm-hmm. He's a high school teacher there now. He's been analyzing the campaign contributions.
Okay.
From there, it came out there's a St. Charles politician who just resigned from the state legislature to take a job as a lobbyist. And
we're talking about Carl Bearden.
Carl Bearden.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I think that the local newspaper reports have just been that this is the fourth or fifth Republican senator representative in that St. Charles area to resign early.
Right.
Right in a row.
And that's the story. That's what's being reported on here. Just here we have another Republican resigning early. But
right.
There's so much more to this story than that.
Yes, it turns out he resigned. He became part of a lobbying firm whose name I probably can't even pronounce.
Pelopidas? Yeah, Pelopidas, I guess that is.
Which
Pelopidas.
Yeah, where their top issue, they say they're advocate for issues, and their top issue is vouchers, school vouchers. And at the same time, when Bearden became the lobbyist of that firm, he became the lobbyist for a guy named Rex Sinkfeld.
And Rex Sinkfeld is a retired billionaire. He is a billionaire, man with a whole lot of money.
That's right. That's right. And he's, I don't know, it's Clayton, but somewhere suburban St. Louis area he lives. And he's been featured in different news reports where his... basically, his goal is to spend his money to try and eliminate government in Missouri. It's that simple.
It's that simple. We have to take a break here talking about connecting the dots here with the school issue, making it clear for you all how that this is not simply a local issue. This is an issue, a local issue with national ramifications, a full-out assault on public education, the attempt to dismantle public education all across this country. You all need to be able to connect the dots on this. Talking with Peter Downs, this is St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Stay with us. People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Good morning, Miss Fleas. This is Taylor Mitchell calling you from a clean school, second grade room 209. Miss Liz, I'm having a great year. I love you. I love the beautiful necklace, African necklace that you gave me. Miss Liz, did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the best I ever know, just like my teacher. Because you are the star of my eyes, just like my teacher. I'm in room 209 where dignity reigns supreme. Have a happy summer. Love you.
Love you.
What a wonderful world.
is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown, and before I get back to my discussion with Peter Downs, I want to welcome two new advertisers to the Wake Up Call. We have a wonderful new diner. If you're hungry today, and, you know, I love all of you all out here that talk about how you support the show, well, show your support by visiting our advertisers. Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar. What can you get at Archie's? You get your choice of beef, soy or turkey hot dogs, Chicago dogs, crowd dogs, Reuben dogs, pizza dogs, cheese dogs, Hawaiian dogs. Breakfast is served all day long. And Friday, that would be the day after tomorrow, Fish Friday. Look, fish fry from 4 p.m. till midnight, tilapia, boneless catfish nuggets, whiting. You need to get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar. Wonderful place, wonderful, wonderful place. Get your lunch on, get your eat on, wonderful hot dogs. Get it done at Archie's. That's right there in the loop, right there in the loop. It's easy to get to. And you can also call in and have your order waiting for you at 678-3397. They're open Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. They're open right now, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Archie's All-American Cafe. Go on down there, have some breakfast, tell them I told you to. And another wonderful new advertiser here on the Wake Up Call, we have Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. I know you have something that needs to be cleaned. Well, get a certified cleaning expert to do it for you. Go on down to Russell's. Give him a call because he is the best in the business. 315-7075. That's 315-7075. Free estimates. Wonderful specials going on. Three rooms and a hallway. $39.95. Upholstery cleaning. They also are specialists in spot cleaning treatment. You need to give them a call. Russell Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. 315-7075. Support the advertisers of the Wake Up Call because without them we wouldn't have the Wake Up Call. You know what you need to do. Get it done. So, Peter, coming back to this discussion of connecting the dots here, connecting the dots of how this is a so much bigger issue than what is happening in the city of St. Louis. This is what's happening with our schools and our district is a countrywide attempt to dismantle public education and to put public money into the hands of private business people. We talked about how Travis Brown, who is, we talked about how Representative Carl Bearden has joined up with lobbyist Travis Brown. Bearden resigned to work with Brown at Pelopidas, a LLC, a firm which will advocate for educational vouchers. Now, there's more to this. We have a retired billionaire, Rex Singfeld, who will make his national connection on this issue, on this effort to dismantle public education.
Rex Singfeld, I guess like anybody with $1 billion, has tentacles all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he is he has been the main contributor for candidates supporting school vouchers in Missouri. He's been the main contributor for school voucher campaigns in Missouri. There's something called Alliance for, All Children Matter. Mm-hmm. It's a Missouri school voucher group that used to be headed up by Ed Martin, Governor Blunt's chief of staff.
Who's Governor Blunt's recent chief of staff.
Yes, before being chief of staff, he was
the lobbyist for the...
Well, he was actually headed up the Board of Elections in St. Louis
That's
City.
That's right. And
Blunt's assistant to somebody Blunt... I'm sorry, Martin's assistant in the school voucher thing is someone Blunt tried to appoint to the Missouri Board of Education.
Right.
Jeff Smith did not nominate her, so now he's appointed somebody else from the Board of Directors of Martin's group.
Wow.
And that's Derek Gombaro.
Wow.
But besides the Missouri group, then also there's a national organization called Advocates for School Choice, which is a national school voucher lobby. And Singfeld is a major contributor to that. But then also the other people who are part of that national board, at least a couple of us out of Arkansas and Oklahoma, I think, are also with Singfeld and the major contributors to Blunt and several other school voucher candidates in Missouri.
And one more piece, you need almost need a scorecard to follow this, but we started talking about that lobbyist Travis Brown. Lobbyist Travis Brown is now working with Representative Carl Bearden, a Republican. They are both working at this Pelopidas firm. Well, Travis Brown is married, and his wife is also a lobbyist. Her name is Rachel Keller Brown. Rachel Keller Brown is a lobbyist for one person, or her only client is Advocates for School Choice. So we have, again, this connection of these are all people that are coming together with one thing in mind only and a whole lot of money behind them, and that is to dismantle public education in the city of St. Louis and all across this country.
Right. And I just want to add one thing, because there's a little bit larger than that. Rex Singfield is also the main funder, if you will. He set up a group called the Show Me Institute,
mm-hmm.
Which has made school vouchers its top priority. And former school board member Bob Archibald, his stepson, is the staff person on that group. But while school vouchers is the top priority, Show Me Institute has a couple other priorities, which are basically slashing government spending. They want to eliminate taxes to support government, so that government can't spend any money. Of course, public school they see as part of government. And it's clear that, you know, from the Show Me Institute and from the voucher thing, that Rex Singfield's aim really is to slash anything that gives poor people the chance to get out of poverty.
And that sounds kind of ominous to people. And some people really have a problem believing that would be the interest of any individual, that I have this attitude about I want to hurt poor people. But we also have to add the other piece for that. Okay, then maybe you don't hate poor people, but you sure want the money that poor people are getting with the services that they're getting, because in conjunction with that is the issue of privatization. Because there will be a lot of businesses that will be able to make a lot of money when you take away these services from poor people and you begin privatizing these businesses.
Yes.
So there's a money component to this. This is, if you don't want to believe that he hates poor people, you don't have to. Okay, we understand that there is an agenda about poor people, but okay, if you don't want to believe that, but there's also a money-making piece of this. When we talk about eliminating government, we have to add to that, okay, it's not really eliminating government, because Halliburton would crash and burn if government was eliminated. They've had unfettered access into government because of the private contracts, no big contracts that they've been getting. So Singfield is not about eliminating government. They're eliminating government as we know it, but and creating a whole new branch of privatization of government for people like him.
Yeah, and that's it. It is for people like him.
Mm-hmm.
It is exactly that. You only get services if you got money to pay for.
Right. And if you don't, and you can also make money off of that as well.
Right, right. He'll make money off of, I mean, it's like any luxury business, you know, just like yacht makers make money off of selling yachts to rich people.
Exactly, exactly. So we have this interesting, it's like this almost perfect storm of people coming together collectively to make certain that vouchers are the way of the lay of the land. And I want to just take a few minutes, if we can, to continue to talk about Rick Singfield, because when you look at campaign finance reports, because you find out a whole lot of things about people with campaign finance reports, there is a person that wants to be a state senator in Missouri that wants to replace Maida Coleman, who has been a great advocate against stopping this kind of stuff. Rodney Hubbard, who is a current state representative, wants to be a senator. His campaign finance reports have come out, and it turns out that this Rick Singfield, this Republican, right?
Yes.
He's a Republican. He's given millions of hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to people out there in the Republican world. When you look at Rodney Hubbard's campaign finance report, you see that Rick Singfield has given Rodney Hubbard $30,000. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
$30,000. So and so we have to ask the question of, if the guy that is working so hard for vouchers is giving an elected official, a Democrat, a black person, $30,000, what does that mean? I mean, what conclusions can we draw from that? It ain't good.
No, that's right.
It ain't good. It's not, this is not money for our issues. We'll be back. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 44 from Pacific Viaduct through Union. Look for it closed due to an accident. That's due to an eastbound accident. You expect stop traffic. Eastbound 44 as a result from 50 through Highway 100. Look for that closed to the accident as well. It's west of the Union exit, so look for delays. Expect nothing but delays. Both east and westbound, both directions are closed around the Union exit. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, look for an accident. Shoulders block is near Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 from 25th into the 5570 merge. Look for construction work. Expect slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow across the span. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slowdowns. Westbound 270 from 367 through Graham Hanley, look for delays. Northbound 170 from Del Mar through Olive, look for heavy volume as a result of road construction there. Eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road, look for heavy volume. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70, look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes is causing some slowdowns. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays at the top of that ramp. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, it's a slow go there. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for slowdowns as a result. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, high around 90. And Friday, pretty much the same. Partly cloudy, chance of showers with a high around in the upper 90s on Friday. Currently, we have 64 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs and Liz Brown. It's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right, that's right. Sears, you need to get on down there because it's 30% off of everything. 30% off of washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing on the floor. You need a lawnmower? It's time to get one. You need a brand new one? I know you do. Get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. 30% off of everything. Things that are on sale, things that are not on sale, 30% off. Get on down to Sears. Get your shop on and tell them I told you to.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
The Kemp Auto Museum presents a single mingle on Friday evening. The event features light appetizers, a cash bar, and live musical entertainment. You can socialize and admire the classic automobile collection at the museum. To find out more, visit kempautomuseum.org or call 636-531-1718. News to you from AM 920.
Later today on WGNU Sloan Ranger program, find out what's wrong with government-run health care when Stuart Browning, co-director of the short film Dead Meat, an investigation of the perilously long waiting times in the Canadian health care system, joins the Sloan Ranger. That'll be at 5:30 this evening with Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, on AM 920 WGNU.
The people, the issues affecting your life.
right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Lee. This is Kayla Thompson calling you from the Clear School, second grade, on 209. Thank you, Miss Lee, for buying me a pretty necklace in Africa. Every time I wear the pretty necklace, I think about you. When I grow up, I would like to be just like you. Thank you for teaching us about Africa. You are a very beautiful lady, and you are special to me. I love you so much, Miss Liz. Yesterday, I received a trophy. This is Kayla Thompson from 209, where dignity reigns supreme. From all the children in room 209, have a great summer. We love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Peter Downs, and Peter, we're trying to dismantle, make the case for how much of a battle that we're in, that we need to, in order to fight successfully in a war, because I really consider this a war that we're engaged in, to save public education, you have to understand who all of who you're fighting.
Right.
And knowing that a Rick Sankfel out here, a billionaire, Republican billionaire, whose top priority school vouchers, who's giving money to candidates on the school voucher piece, is giving money to Democrats and Republicans. And I think it is very instructive to see who the Democrats are that he's giving money to. And when we look at this list of Democrats or people that he's giving money to, we see Governor Blunt, $100,000. Talib El Amin, $40,000. That boy's only been up there for his first term.
His first term. He's been up for 1 year.
1 year, and he's getting $40,000 from a Republican that's about vouchers. We have a Senator Luann Ridgway, a Republican. Okay, I understand why you would get $40,000. Then we have Rodney Hubbard, a Democrat, getting $30,000. We have Ted Hoskins, a Democrat, getting $10,000. Senator Rob Meyer, a Republican, getting $7,500. Representative Tim Jones, a Republican, $500. And Jane Cunningham, Republican, $5,000. And upon further examination of Rodney Hubbard's campaign list, a campaign contribution list, he's running for state senate. He's running to replace Maida Coleman. Filing hasn't even opened yet for the position, and he filed a report saying that he had somewhere over $100,000 already in his campaign. And $30,000 of it came from a Republican. And I look at Talib El Amin gives him $5,000. We have Jamila Nasheed giving him $1,000. We have Mike McMillan giving him $10,000. Don't we have to ask the question, Peter, of, you know, here we have a person that has been an advocate for vouchers. Clearly,
yes.
He's always been an advocate about vouchers. What do we have? What benefit do we have for those of us that are pro-education and pro-public education with somebody whose record has been clear on vouchers getting money from voucher folks?
Well, there's nothing for people to support public education there. Rodney Hubbard's record on education, I think you're right, it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone to the mat for vouchers.
Yes, he has.
He has not been there for anything to support public education.
And I am greatly troubled when I hear the names of people like Jamila Nasheed, who has put down in writing, I'm a big supporter of public education, but yet you're giving money, and you don't have a whole lot of money. I mean, her campaign finance, she doesn't have a whole lot of money. You're giving $1,000, and that's a lot of money to, she's not Rick Sankfel. You know,
right.
That's a lot of money to give to a guy when filing hasn't even opened yet. You're giving $1,000 to a guy whose platform is vouchers.
Yeah. But there's, you know, in politics is a thing where people gravitate towards power, regardless of what the platform is.
Wow.
You know, and I think Rodney Hubbard has been trying to give this image that he's unbeatable. Mm-hmm. And the image rests completely on these voucher, voucher people like Rex Singfield, mm-hmm. giving him these tens of thousands of dollars to start off his campaign chest. And I think you, you know, I don't think you can ignore program. I don't think you can ignore platform.
You can't.
In politics.
You can't. You can't.
Yeah, just sucking up to somebody who has power. I'm pardon the language, I guess, mm-hmm. but is it doesn't get you anywhere what they're going to do with that power is completely opposed to what you stand for.
And there's a video on YouTube of people that were present at Rodney Hubbard's announcement that he's running for Senate. And, again, Jamila Nasheed was there dancing. You know, Yaphet El Amin was there dancing at this. You know, go to YouTube, type in Rodney Hubbard, and you can see this video of them, of this event. Jeff Smith was there, which, again, is hugely problematic because this is a primary where it's Democrat versus Democrat. What are you doing in on this?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in on this at this point in time? So it is, this is a very, 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 very troubling place that we find ourselves in and revealing. When you see someone who says, I'm for education, public education, not only giving money to the guy who was anti-public education, whose most of his money that he has gotten in his war chest are from people who are anti-public education, you are dancing to the tune of a guy that's playing, I'm going to destroy public schools. And you're no good for us. I mean, you're no good for this issue because you're dancing with a guy that's anti what you said that you are.
Yeah. So let me just ask another question. What happens to all this and the whole image around Hubbard and all this being lots of money and unbeatable, which has been cultivated by the Post-Dispatch,
mm-hmm.
too? What happens to all that if he has to give all this money back?
Oh, and for those of you that don't know, that I got a phone call Friday about the decision has come down. The Missouri Supreme Court has voted unanimously let me back up a little bit. There was a change in the law that we used to have campaign contribution limits. You could only give a certain amount of money to any candidate running statewide. And that recently there was a ruling that that the limits are off. You can give as much money as you want to. So the Supreme Court, that issue went up to the Supreme Court. During the period of time that this issue was being considered by the Supreme Court, people started gathering money. Okay, with no more limits. And that was as of January of this year, no more limits on the amount of money that you can get. So there have been people out there that have been gathering money hand and fist. Rodney Hubbard is one of them. He has a campaign that, as I said, $100,000 in it. So the Supreme Court decided on Friday, you know what? No. There will be campaign contribution limits. So the question now becomes, now that the campaign limits are back in place, was it $500 and $1,200 or $1,500? Now that those campaign finances are back, limits are back in place, what happens to the money that the $100,000 plus that Rodney Hubbard and others have gathered out there? And conventional wisdom is out there. Elected officials are talking all over the city about this. They're going to have to get that money back. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Is that what you're hearing now?
That's what I'm hearing. Is the Supreme Court is going to issue a ruling saying you have to return that money.
And they're having a hearing on it, I think, in a couple of weeks.
I think so, yes.
A couple of weeks they're having a hearing on that. And, you know, and how would it be fair that you would get to keep that money? How could it possibly be fair that you get to keep that money when filing hasn't even opened?
Filing hasn't opened, and you'd say any other candidate to come up now wouldn't be able to collect those big donations, right?
You can't because of the contribution limits.
Right.
So, you know, it'll be interesting. So Rodney Hubbard may have to give back his $30,000 to Rick Seinfeld. He's going to have to give back his $10,000 to Mike McMillan. He's going to have to give back his $5,000 to Talib El Amin. I think he's going to have to give back his $1,000 to Jamila as well, because I think that, I'm not sure, but I think that is more than what you're allowed to give as an individual.
Well, I think so, yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting, and that way, then if that's the case, then if money is power in politics, then you don't have any power anymore if he has to get that money back.
Right.
Because most of that money of Rodney Hubbard's was built on over-the-limit contributions. from people that are in support of vouchers. Let me get to a caller or two here. Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Downs.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown. You know, I've got a serious question about Mr. Hubbard.
Go right ahead.
You know, because he is so, in my neighborhood, he is so overpowering. He's like a bully.
What do you mean?
People just think, they think that he's just so special and, oh, yeah, Hubbard, yeah, he's going to do this for us. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand that. And I try to tell people, y'all don't even see the big picture.
Well, y'all need to, I mean, what people need to do is to
I do.
And people need to do their own homework. It's wonderful to hear people say the right thing. That's cool. But with elected officials, you have to see if their record matches their rhetoric.
And it doesn't. And it just infuriates me. It makes me so stressful that, you know, people in my community, in my neighborhood, they just think he's just a great guy.
It's going
and
to
our
be.
Schools are closing down.
And again, it's all about giving people the right information. Giving people the right information. I want to thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Folks, we're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs of the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Stay with us. Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from McLean School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dickens for Room 209. Redictancy ranks supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. You need to get up. You need to get to us. We have much business to tend to. Vader, welcome to the show.
Liz, it's another day to live. What's up, Peter?
Good morning.
And
Peter, you, and the rest of the board members that are fighting against this this illegal so-called state-appointed board, watch Birdsall. Either get rid of her or make her dance to the beat that you guys are marching to. Mr. Hubbard, I've always thought he was bought and paid for, and I was shocked to hear Miss Nasheed's name, Sister Soldier. I thought she was all about black concern.
Well, you
oh
know.
My God!
Yeah, and Vader, you have access to YouTube. You don't have to just listen to what you hear.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in Rodney Hubbard's name, and the video will come up of her dancing there and standing there taking her picture.
Oh, no!
With
you
Jeff
mean
Smith.
To say fuck dance?
Wait, no, I didn't use that term, but.
I understand,
but she's there with Jeff Smith, taking pictures with Jeff
now,
Smith.
Now, this is the guy that was giving basketball, a barbecue and a basketball thing.
Watermelon.
Watermelon. Park.
Watermelon and chicken.
Black people, we got a lot of work to do, Liz, and I'm going to tell you, where is Mayor Slayer? Is he still against us? Is he still trying to get the Cardinals more money to build additional parts to the stadium?
Don't ask the question until you already have the answer. That's
your my God.
Answer.
I'm out.
All right. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
I would just like to emphasize, why don't the people calling your show all day, they got to get up, wake up, and get the going because concerning our public schools. And Mr. Hubbard, my God, I got some relatives live now. They don't need to vote for when it's come to election time. Don't vote that man in. I don't care how much money he gets. And how are you all comment on the litigation against the state takeover?
Excellent question. Thank you, Margaret. Peter, and there's an announcement, too.
There is an announcement. We have a court date now.
Very good.
This is Wednesday, yeah. So Monday, lawyers went to court. There's a hearing to set a date, and we have a date for a trial. And the trial will start on September 25th
at
9:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, be with the same judge out there in Cole County.
Okay.
But so, almost exactly 2 months from now is when the trial starts.
Very good.
And I wanted somebody else mentioned about the school. I want to bring in another tie there
mm-hmm.
because we're talking about all these lobbyists donating the school voucher lobbyists donating money to candidates to get school vouchers. And so those are the candidates who are going to be out there spearheading their campaign in the legislature, trying to round up other votes. And faced with something like that, you know, the main defense of public schools is really the public schools when you come to lobbying. You know,
mm-hmm.
the schools have their lobbyists there. If this state takeover is held up, I mean, if it's kept in place, who's, you know, that's a big question. What is the school lobbyist going to be doing?
There you go. There you go. And the other piece of this is that the teachers union, Peter. I there was an emergency meeting that was held by the teachers.
Yeah, I think Monday the teachers had an emergency executive board meeting, their union did, and they're setting up some emergency area meetings for employees throughout the district.
And this is just Liz Brown speaking here on this issue. And for the record, I have never really been all that impressed with what the teachers union has done. In terms of fighting this. In the beginning, I saw things that I didn't like and that I didn't agree with, and I saw and I've seen the result of that. And so I just want to say this out there to teacher union members and teacher union strategists. It's all well and good to have meetings out there about, you know, the teachers' salaries, that the teachers are not going to get paid or that teachers are going to get laid off. But here's the problem PR-wise with that. It sounds selfish at this point in time. It sounds like you're dealing with an issue that you are focusing on an issue when there's a much bigger issue out there. We're fighting the destruction of public schools, and you're focusing on teacher salaries. To me, that is not the right strategy because the issue is so much bigger than teacher salaries out here. It seems to me that the teachers union should be rushing right now to form alliances with other educational unions out there because there are a couple of teachers unions out there. Every teachers union that every school district in the state of Missouri suffers when there isn't a lobbyist on behalf of public school education from the largest school district in the state. Every school district suffers because every win that we get on behalf of public schools in the city of St. Louis, it has a trickle-down effect to every public school in this district. So the teachers' union, I think it is a mistake of the teachers' union to be focusing their membership on their salaries, because quite frankly, you all are going to be eliminated, irrespective of what your salaries are, because of this. And the public is not going to connect to you with an issue of teacher salary. The public connects to you with the issue of public education and what's happening to our children out here.
Well, I think that that's right. And there, you know, certainly within the teachers' union, you have you do have people trying to make the broader connections.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And the problem is not this individual, that individual. I guess within the union, that's for them to settle, this individual, that individual. But there are people trying to make those broader connections. But what we're talking about is then the result of all those debates with the teachers' union, the strategy that comes out, which often does not make those connections.
Mm-hmm.
And there's...
No, I don't want to hear about we need alternative schools. I don't want to hear, for me, for Liz Brown, I don't want to hear about we need more money for teachers and we need more alternative schools, because, baby, the battle has grown so much bigger than that. Yes, those are important issues, but on the scale of things, we're about saving public education.
Right, right. And there is a statewide group called People for Public Education,
mm-hmm.
or People for Public Schools, something like this. And there are officers of the teachers' union who are active in that. We don't see the union itself bring a lot of connections from that here,
mm-hmm.
which I think needs to be done with the members.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, to me, that explains your dwindling membership, or that explains your dispirited membership. You can't focus. The strategy of the union can't be about teacher salaries at this point. It can't, because the fact of the matter is that the issue that is facing you is not about your salaries. It's about eliminating you entirely.
Well, it is, and it is, this connects back with what Roberti was doing 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, public schools. If you look at communities all across the country, public schools are part of the community. They're an anchor for the community. And a lot of research saying also, particularly in African-American communities, the importance of the community connections, school working with the community. When Roberti comes in with all the privatization, with the laying off of the custodians, the food service workers, a lot of what that is about is it's a model of schools saying that it's just an education factory, or it's kind of like a retail store. You just go in there and buy what you want, and it has no connection to the community. When you let that happen to your public schools, which is the model of Slay and a lot of the, frankly, the rich white so-called reformers,
mm-hmm.
is of an educational factory, then there's no reason for community to support public schools anymore, and that sets the stage then for the vouchers.
There you go. They have come in with this slash and burn, and it's not, from a PR perspective, nobody is going to connect with your union if all you're talking about is teachers need to get paid more money. I believe past my heart that teachers don't get paid half of what they should be getting paid. But to connect the community to your issues, that's not the issue that you lead off with. That is not the issue that you lead off with, is we need more money for our teachers. We need a public school district that is safe and secure for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shirley.
Yes. Liz, how are you? I'm enjoying you. I have 2 points. One is, I'd like to know your opinion about the educational special that was on Channel 5 yesterday, which I feel was very one-sided. And also, I have been...
How can you have an educational special on when you don't have all of the people that are involved in education on the panel to talk about it?
That's my point. Exactly. Did you see it?
I did not see it. I heard about it.
Oh, but you should just see it just to see it, but it was very one-sided. It was only on the side of those people who were pro this new board taking over.
And also people that contribute. Remember the Urban League, Jim Buford, as the head. Well, no, everybody may not be making that connection. It was an Urban League connection to this, and the Urban League connection is Jim Buford, who presided over a board that we lost 26 accreditation points.
Right. That's why I said it was one-sided. And now, Liz, the one thing I would like to see come out of what I think might be effective for fighting for the public schools would be to have a no taxation without representation for the citizens of St. Louis Public Schools.
Well, we may be coming down to that.
Because we need to come down to that, because after all, their personal property taxes pay for the public schools.
There you go.
And they have a right to withhold it because they are, it's all the way back to the beginning. What did they have to do to overthrow the British people? No taxation without representation should be the campaign.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. I think you're on to something. I think you're on to something. Peter, what is that new court date?
September 25th.
September 25th at 9:30. And any school board meetings in between now and next time we meet?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. See you same time, same place next week.
See you next week.
All right. Folks, stay with me at 9 o'clock today. Cindy Sheehan is going to be on the show, fresh out of jail. She's going to be talking about Nancy Pelosi and impeachment. I think it's a wonderful thing right after the Alberto Gonzalez dance that we saw yesterday. Cindy Sheehan on the wake-up call at 9 o'clock. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Have terrorists been conducting dress rehearsals for airplane attacks? ABC's Claire Shipman tells us there have been some frightening finds at several large airports.
Authorities say terrorists may be trying to practice carrying explosives onto planes. The TSA is urging security personnel to be aware of ordinary items that could be used to make an explosive device. Since September, officials at airports in San Diego, Milwaukee, Houston, and Baltimore have seized various items like wires, switches, and cell phone components from passengers. Now, those passengers have yet to explain what they were doing with those items. Despite the new alert, officials say there's been no specific threat.
A terror group is threatening to disrupt the Tour de France. A caller claiming to be from a Basque separatist group claims it planted bombs on the bike route. There have been unconfirmed reports of an explosion. The quiet town of Cheshire, Connecticut is in shock after a violent home break-in, multiple murder and arson allegedly committed by two men on parole from previous crimes. ABC's Gigi Stone says it has some calling for a three strikes and you're outlaw.
This tragedy is raising many questions. Chief among them, how is it possible these two men with such long criminal records were out of prison and able to commit such horrific crimes?
A woman and her two daughters were found dead inside their burning home. Her husband, a doctor, was badly beaten but survived. Florida is dealing prisoners a whole new hand, hoping to call their bluff. They're issuing information cards containing details of cold cases to inmates in hopes it'll get them talking. A similar program in a nearby county generated a tip as soon as the cards were dealt, and two men have since been charged with a murder. The idea was inspired by the military's cards featuring the most wanted Iraqis. What's your take on Lindsay Lohan? She was arrested yesterday on suspicion of DUI and cocaine possession. A new poll found 43% say she's reckless and needs to go to jail. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay, well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Sears Book, Chapter 14, Huge Summer Savings. It all began when Tina Cassidy heard about the Sears Summer Sizzle Sale. With up to 75% off summer clothes for the family, she stocked up. Tees and tanks for the twins, shorts for her sons, swimwear for everyone. She even saved 20% off on all Craftsman-powered lawn and garden equipment. This Friday and Saturday only, the Summer Sizzle Sale with up to 75% off summer clothes for the family. Brought to you by the Sears Book, Sears, where it begins.
Excludes Lands End. Other exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 7/28/07.
They're still alive. NASA thought the Mars rovers were doomed, about to be destroyed by raging Martian sandstorms. But ABC's Alex Stone tells us the little rovers just keep chugging along.
The two rovers were designed to survive only 90 days. Now 1,200 days after they landed on Mars, they're still working. There were concerns they would die of power failures during a dust storm last weekend. But engineer Jake Matovich tells us the rovers appear to have made it through just fine.
It's helped that there's been a little bit of clearing at both of the landing sites.
He says NASA really doesn't know how long the rovers will keep working, but as of now, everything looks good. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Rhode Island researchers are proudly rolling out a new electronic ankle, a prosthesis that could change the lives of amputees who lost limbs in Iraq and Afghanistan. It has a built-in power source and multiple springs, giving wearers more propulsion and reducing limping. Businesses are looking for some serious losers in the weight department. More companies are starting fitness programs and starting competitions as incentive for them to get healthy. I'm Karen Chase, ABC.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
And with another WGNU local report, I'm Peyton Colston. Two Missouri state senators are hoping the voluntary renewable energy targets in the so-called Green Power Initiative, passed by the state legislature in the recent legislative session and signed by Governor Matt Blunt, will be enough to push the state's largest utility companies into the renewable era. Republican State Senator Chris Koster of Harrisonville sponsored the bill.
It takes the four investor-owned utility companies, and it drives them forward into the renewable era, where by the year 2020, they are going to ultimately be at a point where 10% of the fuel that they use to generate the electricity for really half of the entire state, 10% of the fuel that they use will be derived from either wind power, solar power, different types of renewables, biodiesel.
State Senator Tim Green, a Democrat from Spanish Lake, serves with Senator Koster on the Senate Commerce, Energy, and the Environment Committee. Green says the voluntary targets set forth in Koster's bill could become requirements in the future.
And sometimes in the legislature, it tends to be difficult to be creative when you have large utilities that have such strong influence over the legislature. So creating this idea of requesting the utilities to take these steps is probably the best way to go now, and in the future, possibly the mandating step will ultimately be the goal.
The Green Power Bill also allows cities to accept yard waste in their landfills if the gases from those landfills are used to generate electricity. And that's a WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound and eastbound 44 is closed due to an accident. Actually, westbound 44 is closed from Pacific through US 50, which is the Union exit. And that's due to an eastbound accident. Look for stop traffic eastbound 44 from 50 through Highway 100. Look for the right lane closed. That's west of 50. And it still has stop traffic going on there. Expect some long delays in both the east and westbound lanes as you approach the Highway 50 exit on Highway 44. Northbound 270 from Teton Ferry through Doherty Ferry, look for stop-and-go traffic. That accident's been cleared near Big Bend, but expect delays. Westbound 64 from 25th through 5570, you look for slow traffic due to construction work. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the from the bank into the landing. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from, northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, look for stop-and-go traffic due to lane restrictions lifted. That's just north of Highway 44. Northbound 170 from Del Mar through Olive, look for road construction reduced to two lanes. Expect heavy traffic. Southbound 67 from 94 through 367, look for road construction there with road restrictions as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday, or Friday. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, high around 90. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 90s. Currently, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 71, both under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more with the award-winning Wake Up Call and Liz Brown I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I'm hearing revolution in the air, air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. Don't forget in the 9 o'clock hour, Cindy Sheehan will be joining me on the Wake Up Call. She's fresh out of jail talking about Nancy Pelosi and her run against her. I read an article recently. Cindy said, I could beat Nancy Pelosi. We're going to be talking to Cindy Sheehan in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that discussion. Let me get to some of you on the line. Shirley, good morning.
Yes, Liz, I want to apologize. My court, I was the last person talking to you on a school watch segment, and my phone went out, and I was talking about what I feel the campaign should be to save the public schools, no taxation without representation.
Yes.
Because of the fact that, you know, money, unfortunately, money talks. And when you can talk about withholding someone's money, maybe they will take a more second look at what you're saying.
All right.
And I do feel that it's time to start a campaign and get the message across that the people are not playing, because on the special, they gave the impression, Mayor Slay, when he was talking, that there was only a few people.
I thought that Francis Slay didn't have anything to do with education. The criticism of the babies and who did the sit-in.
Oh, you know, that's what I'm saying. You need to see that just to see it.
But
so
wait a minute. I just want to make clear to people, Francis mm-hmm. Slay and other people that attended.
And Campbell, too. They had him on there talking a long time.
The people that criticized the student sit-in at City Hall said that, why are you there at Francis Slay's office, but when Channel 5 does a quote-unquote special on what should happen with education, they go to Francis Slay for his input.
Absolutely. Talked a long time.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Shamble also.
I bet he did. Well, wouldn't it?
They wanted to really get their point across.
All right. Now, thanks for your call, Shirley.
Okay, thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Talib El-Amin, $40,000 campaign contribution from a Republican, Rick Senkfeld, who's all about vouchers. It didn't take him long to learn. It didn't take Taleb long to learn who to hand your hand out to. What you think you got coming if he's taking $40,000 from voucher folks? What you think you have coming? Anthony.
Yes, I was wondering, you know, if maybe some dots can be connected as far as their push to get these charter schools in here, and was there a downturn in enrollment in private schools?
Downturn in enrollment in terms of, remember, Francis Slay wants to save Catholic schools. How do you save Catholic schools? Because of the Archbishop is closing schools all over the city, right? Why? Because of low enrollment. How do you increase the enrollment? You allow Catholic schools to start getting some of this money for public schools.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, whether they were trying to get this money now from the public.
That's right.
Because there was a downturn in enrollment in private schools.
There you go. Thanks for your call. We have another story that has now percolated to the top of our public and political attention span here. We have, and we've talked about this before, about an audit of the city of St. Louis. You want to know how Francis Slay is spending your money? He won't tell you. He won't send you the forms. Well, there's going to be an audit, and we're going to talk about that because we had that story on the show before about the gathering of the signatures. Well, they've finished gathering the signatures. Where are we? We're going to be talking to Don Fitz when we come back about an audit for the City of St. Louis books. How about that? Stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to talk about. An audit for the city of St. Louis. Is it real? Is it here? Are we about ready to do it? Let's talk to Don Fitz. Don, good morning.
Hi, Liz. I think we got our signatures.
All right. So tell us how many signatures we got and where are we?
Okay. The required number of signatures for an audit is 7,200 valid. We have 10,760. We're going to turn them in today. We're going to have a press conference at 11 a.m. at City Hall on the Tucker side. And a lot of people, there have been 50 to 75 people working on this over the last several months in all sorts of different ways. And I couldn't even list them all, but I really want to thank everybody who's helped. A lot of people have helped out, have first found out about the audit petition on the wake-up call.
Very good. Very, very good. So talk to us about what this audit, give us a reminder of the backstory on this audit. Why are we doing this audit, and what are the possibilities that this audit can reveal?
Okay. The Gateway Greens first started being interested in this audit about almost a year ago, about the idea, because we were trying to get information from the city of St. Louis about where lead poisoning prevention money is being spent. And they would just not give information. When they did give information, it wasn't the information we asked for. They gave incomplete information. That was after 8 months of asking. They finally gave limited information. And we realized that, you know, we were just not going to get the information about childhood lead poisoning prevention money. So we started working on the audit just before the November elections in 2006. More and more people came on board. We found individuals interested. People were interested because of the schools that are saying, wait, you know, why is Francis Slate pointing, you know, money, raising questions about school finances? Is it just a smoke screen to get people to not look at his budget? People who were interested in eminent domain, came on board and wanted to help out. People who were outraged at the Ball Stadium and say, you know, how is it that the city can raise millions of dollars for a baseball stadium, but it doesn't have the money to devote to lead poisoning, to public housing, to public hospitals, to public transportation. And so all sorts of different individuals and groups have come on board in order to work on this. And so, like I said, we've had 50 to 75 people either collecting signatures, organizing events for us, volunteering their time to notarize petitions, putting this on the radio. And so today we're not quite out of the woods yet. I mean, they still have to count the signatures. And so but we're pretty sure that since we have 50% more than the legal requirement, that we're going to have the sufficient number for an audit.
So what is the process? When they count the signatures, they certify the over 7,200 that they need. What's the next step?
Okay. That'll probably take about a month for them to certify that they have the 7,200 they need. The next step was that Susan Monti's office, she's the state auditor, she will assign people to do an audit to figure out how to look at all the books of the city of St. Louis. It has not been done for 21 years, so it will really be a massive project looking at everything that's been done. When they did it 21 years ago, they found at least $9 million of money that was not being spent correctly. And so we anticipate that there's going to be a lot of areas of city spending where people are going to raise eyebrows and say, why is money being spent for this? You know, this wasn't authorized. Why were these fees not collected?
And then the next step is what?
Well, the next step is keeping the heat on the city. My understanding is that when the state auditor's office looks at the city books and sees where money's being spent, where it's not being spent, I don't believe that the auditor's office has the legal power to make an order.
No, because we have the same auditor's office come down and audit the books of the Board of Education when Roberti was here. And one of the things that they said is that the way that the auditor's office is configured here in the state of Missouri is they don't have the authority to order anybody to do anything.
But they do make recommendations.
Right.
And when they did this 21 years ago, they had pages after pages of recommendations. And so it's going to be up to the voters then. Well, of course, some of it may be in the courts, because the auditor's money, if they find things like housing and urban development money being misspent, and they find illegal activity going, if something which is a matter of law, that the city of St. Louis has misspent federal money, then it can be a lawsuit, it can be inviting that agency to come in, and an agency that would have the power to order the spending of funds differently, or restitution of funds were grossly misspent.
And Don, one of the things that an auditor can do is they can come in and audit a six-month period, they can audit a year period, they can audit 5 years. What period of time will this audit cover?
At least a year. The petition says that they will audit the most recent fiscal year, and that they may go back longer if they feel that there is reason to do that.
And one of the criticisms that some people will throw out about this audit is that, well, this is costing the city of St. Louis money, and this is going to cost us too much money. Why should the city of St. Louis have to pay this, and why would we do this?
The audit will be expensive. The estimate is that it would cost between $750,000 and $1 million. But the amount of money which is recovered exceeds that to a huge amount. When the audit was done 21 years ago, they found at least $9 million being misspent. Now, that's just for a year period. And so if we find lots and lots of money being misspent, which we anticipate we will, it's not just for that 1 year that the change would be made. If there's $9 or $10 million being misspent in 1 year, keep in mind that it might keep them honest or less dishonest, say for a 4 or 5 year period before it goes off the radar screen again.
How long did it take you all, the Gateway Greens, to collect these signatures?
Well, we started in the November election, and so we just
November of 2000.
November 2006. So
it's been less than a year.
Yes, it's been. It took us about 8 months. And it was with our last collection of signatures was June the 30th. For the last week, people have been calling. We've been counting them, getting them in order, numbering the pages. We go through, and we actually had over 11,000 when we collected when we first had the signatures. But we got together last Friday, and we went over every signature on every page to say, does this look like a good signature? There were some where we didn't have the address. There were some where it was illegible. You couldn't read the printed name. And so we would strike a line through those. And then other people brought in signatures even after we said the deadline was June the 30th. So now we have just short of 10,800.
You know, Don, I think that if this goes well, or when this goes well, maybe this is something that the citizens just need to do every single year.
We will see what this uncovers,
mm-hmm.
But it's a huge undertaking to do it. Of course, this was the first time it's been done in a very long time. Now that people know about it, and if more people come on board, if you had 100 people, say you had 200 people taking petitions to their PTO meetings, to their neighborhood meetings, and just getting people to sign it at meetings, you could actually get 10,000 signatures very easily.
Every year.
Absolutely. And what's happened is that the most publicity that we've gotten from it is on the wake-up call and the St. Louis American. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch has deemed this not newsworthy and has not covered it. And it's really interesting because I have a file of clippings from 1986 when it was done again, done the first time. And in 1986, there was regular reports in the Post-Dispatch, and what was the other paper that I was,
The Globe Democrat.
Globe Democrat. Right. The Globe Democrat and the Post-Dispatch regularly covered it. Every month or so of the audit, they would give a report on how many signatures had been attained.
That's what happens when you have a one newspaper town.
It's one newspaper and a newspaper which is very close to the political, machine.
And that the press conference is today and where?
The press conference is today, Wednesday, 11 o'clock in the morning. At City Hall, we're going to be on the Tucker entrance. We're going to be outside at the Tucker entrance.
Excellent.
So I encourage everybody to come by.
Don Fitz, thank you. Great job. Good job. And 11 o'clock today, press conference. Thank you so much.
Thanks for all your help, Liz.
Of course. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about your taxes. Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about these gambling taxes. Well, is it a regressive tax? What is a regressive tax? We're going to be talking about that in when we come back in this next break. You don't want to miss that discussion. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Southbound 170 from Olive through Del Mar. St. Charles Rock Road, traffic's backed up to there due to road construction and having it reduced to two lanes. Westbound 40 between Hanley and McKnight. Look for road construction. Left lane's closed. Eastbound 44 is slow from Soccer Park through 270. Westbound 270 from Lilac through 367. Look for an accident. It's been cleared at 367 and is causing some delays, but everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry. Look for rain restrictions lifted north of 44, but expect stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 from Union through Highway 100. Look for slow traffic due to the earlier accident that was near the Union exit, but it's all clear now. Just expect some slowdowns, and it'll just take some time to get here. Northbound 170 from Del Mar through Olive. Look for road construction having it reduced to two lanes. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, traffic's easing. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays. Eastbound 255 from Lindbergh through Telegraph. Look for road construction there, as well as southbound 67 from 94 through 367. You've got some delays due to roadway reduced to one lane. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. For this evening, mostly cloudy, or partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, high around 90. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And then on Friday, partly cloudy, pretty much the same. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high will be in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 73, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more with Liz Brown. That's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right, that's right. Sears, come on now. Get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Why? Why? Let me tell you. 30%. Two words, 30%. 30% off of every single thing in the store. Is it on sale? 30% off. Is it not on sale? 30% off. Is it a washer? Is it a dryer? Is it a refrigerator? Is it a stove? Is it a television? Is it a mixer? 30% off. Get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge, the biggest Sears sale in the region going on right now. 30% off. Union and Natural Bridge. Tell them I told you to.
You see a for sale sign and think, I want to invest, but real estate is complicated. Well, help is here. Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land of the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
We're the host of Let's Get Wealthy. Our show provides real techniques for the everyday consumer on how to own a home and build wealth.
Tune in to Let's Get Wealthy every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Because today is the day to get wealth for yourself. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. There is hope. We care. Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. They are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. Call 314-830-3232 to learn more about Narcotics Anonymous. That's 314-830-3232.
Listen, folks, I want to welcome two brand new advertisers to the wake-up call. How do we show our new advertising family members love? We get on down to the business. That's right. Let me start with Archie's All-American Cafe. We're talking about hot dogs, Chicago dogs, chili dogs, St. Louis dogs, crowd dogs, Reuben dogs. Whether they're beef, soy, or turkey, you can get them at Archie's. Where is Archie's? Right there in the Loop. It's fun to go to the Loop. Get on down to the Loop. Pick up a hot dog at Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar. You know what? They also let you order ahead. How do you do that? By picking up your phone and dialing 678-3397, 678-3397. Breakfast all day long. And on Friday, that's Fish Friday from 4 p.m. till midnight. Fish fry, tilapia, whiting, catfish nuggets. You finished the movie? You want to just do a little hanging out? Get on over to the Loop and visit Archie's All-American Cafe. Take advantage of the Friday Fish Fry event and tell them I told you to. And we want to welcome to the advertising family of the Wake Up Call, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. You need your carpet cleaned? You need to pick up the phone and dial 315-7075. They have a wonderful special going on, $39.95 for three standard size rooms and a hallway. Three rooms and a hallway. You need a certified cleaning expert. You need a certified cleaning service. You need Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning. Give them a call. They are the best in the business, and they specialize in spot treatment. If you love the Wake Up Call, then you got to love our advertisers. Patronize our advertisers. Get on down there and tell them I told you to.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I was watching a show not too long ago on television, and it was following the lives of lottery winners. One would think that once you win the lottery, you're set for life. They told extraordinary stories straight out of Shakespeare. I mean, we're talking tragic stories. Wives divorcing husbands. Husbands taking out $3 million, $5 million payday loans, having to pay back $10 million. Husbands killing themselves. A year and a half after winning the lottery, people ending up penniless. Lives ruined as a result of lotteries. We hear those stories all the time. At least, and so many stories are out there that there was a special on it. On television not too long ago. But I think that we need to have a discussion about lotteries that doesn't have anything to do with the issue of gambling addiction. It doesn't have to do with anything with respect to the folks out there losing, suffering financial ruin. I think there's another issue with lotteries that too many people don't seem able or willing to talk about. We're going to have a conversation about it, an unspoken challenge, problem, issue with lotteries. I have the communications director for the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C., Bill Aaron, to talk about that with us. Bill, good morning. Bill?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Fine.
Very good. Now, most people want to talk about lotteries from the perspective of gambling addiction or financial ruin. There's another discussion about lotteries to be had, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Here at the Tax Foundation, we have been studying the problem of government officials running a gambling operation and what effect that has on them and on government in general. We want our government to be fair and to be doing the right things.
And lotteries are a little different than other gambling issues that states may have. Talk to us about how they're different.
Well, the lottery is certainly the only government activity that 40 years ago was illegal and banned completely by all states. And now we find ourselves a couple generations later with states, 42 states, running a monopolized gambling operation. In Missouri, they state their mission like this: our purpose is to maximize revenues for public education through the creation and sale of fun and entertaining products, to maximize integrity and public accountability. Now, Liz, do you really think that government officials are correctly interpreting their mission if they think that they're supposed to be creating and selling fun and entertaining products?
And also, aren't lotteries different because they are provided by a state and only by the state?
Yes, it is a monopolized activity, and because they have legally made themselves the only supplier, they are able to layer on a huge tax onto each lottery ticket, far, far higher than it would apply to any normal product.
So if we look at lotteries as a tax, make that connection for us. How are lotteries essentially a tax?
Well, we understand when we buy a hammer at the hardware store or anything that we buy that there's going to be the general sales tax, and that's just part of the price of government. In Missouri, that's 4.225%, a rather modest percentage compared to other states, which is nice. But and that applies. It's called the general sales tax because it's supposed to be applied regardless of the product. It's just a source of revenue for the government for it to provide its normal, it's to pay for schools and police and so forth. And so, when we look at a lottery ticket and we see that the tax rate on the lottery ticket is 38%, not 4%, but 38%, meaning that that's the percentage on top of the value of the ticket that the government keeps, you have to wonder, well, why, how could any product be taxed at such an exorbitant rate, and who are the purchasers of these tickets that are paying such a high tax? And in our study, we found that they are mostly low-income people who are lining up to buy these tickets because the lottery department, the lottery commission, has advertised in a way to make it sound fun and exciting so that they can rake in lots of money.
And there's also another challenge for it, let me do it this way. If we are evaluating taxes, one of the evaluations that we need to be able to make to assess whether or not this is a fair tax is whether it's a transparent tax. I can pull out my receipt and I can see on my receipt of any item that I buy what the taxes are on that particular item, whether they're cigarettes, because cigarettes, people would say that, well, we have tons of taxes on our cigarettes.
Or
alcohol, there's plenty of taxes on alcohol as well, but we can see those taxes when we purchase something. Can we say the same thing about the purchase of a lottery ticket?
No, it's a completely hidden tax, and that's because whether it's general goods at a department store or a highly taxed item like those two you mentioned, cigarettes and alcohol, they are privately provided and on a competitive basis to the consumer, and then the government lays a tax on top of that, which is printed right on the receipt. As you said, it's a tax on top, and the purchaser understands, look, this is the real price of the item, and then this item here, this is the extra that government's going to take, and I understand that. With a lottery, all you know is you lay down for that instant ticket, it's $1 or it's $5, and do you know that there are lottery tickets selling around the country now for $20 and $30?
Yeah.
And they are selling, too. And a huge chunk of those purchases is being kept by the government and funneled into regular spending that benefits everyone in the state. Well, one of the general principles, and it's completely hidden, as you say. Now, one of the principles of taxation is that if monies are going to be used for general government service, which in theory at least benefits every resident, then those taxes should be laid on broadly. That is, everyone, like the income tax, like the sales tax, almost everyone in the state is paying them. Well, that's not the case with lottery tickets. It's a very high tax.
But that's not the case with cigarettes either. I don't smoke, so I don't buy cigarettes. So I don't have to pay cigarette taxes.
Well, that's right. They are both a case of a minority of the population by paying a very high tax because the majority doesn't buy them and doesn't mind gouging them.
Do we see the same economic disparity in a bottle of or a can of beer and a pack of cigarettes as we do with a lottery ticket? Do the same types of people? Because one of the arguments that you made is that are regressive because the poor shoulder the larger or disproportionate share of the tax burden. Do we see the same things with cigarettes and alcohol, or does that cut across
the
economic
line? We definitely see the same thing with cigarettes. Cigarettes are, in fact, probably the hardest tax on the poor. Roughly one in five Americans smoke, and they are almost all in the lower echelon, lower earning. It is the vice of the poor. And
we have to take a break.
Okay, that's fine, Liz.
I'm talking to Bill Ahern, Communications Director for the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C. We're talking about lotteries, regressive taxes, non-transparent taxes, all of that and so much more. I'll get to some of your calls when we get back. Stay with me. And the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Men who lack conscience will even lie to themselves, to themselves. A friend once said, and I found to be true, that everyday people, they lie down to. So what makes you think that they won't lie to you?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Bill Ahern. He's the Communications Director for the Tax Foundation, joining us from Washington, D.C. And we're talking about tax policies. We're talking about how states continue to rely on a lottery tax revenue, and at what cost. Bill, I'd like to get to a caller or two and get back to more of our conversation about this.
Sure.
Joe, good morning.
Yeah. I want to talk about this lottery, casino stuff, and then your Golden Oaks. That lottery and that casino stuff, when they promoted that, they said that was going to the school district years ago. And there's no credibility on that. And your Golden Oaks, you know, it's the organic market.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling some of the older people, you know, the senior citizens don't drive.
Uh-huh.
I said, get 4 or 5 of your neighbors here in North County, like in Florissant and stuff, and call this call ride and have go down there. And one lady said, oh, I don't get much perishables. I said, they get organic canned food, too.
Yes, they do.
Okay, but have them talk about this.
The school tax. And I can answer that question about what they did with it. I'm going to let you go, and you can listen to that. Okay, Joe?
Okay, then.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bill, we had a referendum a number of years ago that was quite a ballyhoo of trying to get gambling allowed here in the state of Missouri. And the argument that they used for the lottery and for gambling was to tell us that the money is going to go to pay for our schools. And it does go to pay for our schools, but they do it in a disingenuous and less than transparent way. Let's say, for example, the state decides that we're going to spend $20 million on schools. Well, they take $20 million of the revenue that comes in from the boats, pay that $20 million debt, and the rest of the revenue, the $100 million extra, goes into the general revenue. Most people thought that all of the revenue from the boats were going into our public schools.
That's right, Liz. In many cases, in almost every case of the 42 states that run lotteries, they were sold that they were going to do it for the children, that the money would be in addition to everything else that was already being spent on education. But time after time, we see that the lottery money and any other gambling tax money doesn't add to the current level of education spending, but it just replaces some portion of the education budget.
Do we see anywhere, Bill, in America that the educational systems have benefited greatly, have changed in any manner, shape, or form? Because we're not talking about a little bit of money coming into states. Gambling brings in, lotteries bring in tons of money for states. Do we see any evidence anywhere in the country that education systems have been changed where we don't have to worry about salaries for teachers or anything like that?
Well, that may be an insatiable or unreachable goal that people are, that everyone in the education system is going to be happy with their salaries. Missouri spends about, gets about 1.2% of its total revenue from the lottery, and it's hard to say, it's always hard to look back over the 21 years that you've had this lottery and say, what would the state have spent on education without the lottery? Because you don't.
But we do know that 100% of the lottery is not going to education.
Certainly,
which is,
certainly not.
And that's my question, really, Bill, that if 100% of all lottery revenues had gone to the educational system that these 42 states probably pushed to get the lottery in place with, we wouldn't have the challenges to our educational system that we have.
Well, it certainly would be a lot of extra money. In our view, it just is not an honest way for the government to raise money, that the government should be above board. If it needs more money, it should say, look, we've got to raise the general sales tax or the personal income tax or some other tax that is paid by everyone in the state. Public education is a general function. It should not be, we should not be balancing the budget or making teachers depend for their pensions on revenue from state-run gambling or cigarette sales or any other dubious source of revenue that takes advantage of the lowest income people in the state.
Let me get to another caller question here. Dimitri, you have a question for my guest, Bill Ahern.
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, Mr. Earhart.
Good morning, Dimitri.
Isn't it, I have a quick question. I'll take your answer off the air. Isn't the increase in gambling the result of a declining or failed or bankrupt economy? Doesn't gambling increase as the economy declines? I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
Did you
well, I did. I hear the question, but I don't have a positive, I don't have a very certain answer to that question. There is a certain element in the advertising of lotteries that does seem to appeal to desperation. For example, in Chicago, when they started the Illinois lottery, billboards were put up in the poorest neighborhoods that said, the fastest way from Washington Street to Easy Street. And the idea is that we've got government officials who should be telling us the truth, instead telling us that actually buying lottery tickets is a smart investment. And in fact, polls have been taken to show that 20% of the public thinks that buying lottery tickets is their best way to end up with to finish up their lives with a lot of money. That's just false. Lottery expenditures, I think, probably do not rise and fall exactly with the economy, but to answer your question more briefly, I would say there is an element of desperation when people buy lottery tickets.
And people are desperate when the economy's not that good.
That's right. Now, right now, inflation and unemployment are pretty low. The economy is generally pretty good. We don't see any surge or drop right now in lottery sales, but the data on lottery ticket sales kind of lags. Like right now, we're looking at 2005 data, which is often a problem with all sorts of government data, where, you know, you want information about today.
There you go. Let me get to one more question here because we only have a minute left here. Maurice, quick question, please.
just comment. It seems like within the society, a lot of issues they were considered quote unquote vices when women perceived a way to make some type of revenue tax from those vices. They were no longer considered a vice. Example, you look at prohibition. Mm-hmm. You look at the lottery system itself. There even are some states where the oldest profession, you know, was shunned upon, but when it was looked upon as a tax.
When
it,
a revenue
right.
form. Mm-hmm. All right.
And this whole society's been like that.
Thanks for your call. And, Bill, where can people find out more information about your organization and this issue?
We are at www.taxfoundation.org. The study is called Gambling with Tax Policy, States Growing Reliance on Lottery Tax Revenue. And it's in our background paper series, number 54. We'd be delighted if people would download the entire study or a summary from our website, taxfoundation.org, and become aware of what the role of the lottery is in your state's public finances and start to question whether or not 21 years of lottery sales is enough.
Bill Ahern, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. Listen, folks, Cindy Sheehan will be joining us in the next hour. That's right. Cindy Sheehan will be joining us in the next hour, just freshly out of jail. Going to talk about her run against Nancy Pelosi. Going to talk about her visit to Congressman John Conyers just yesterday. Going to talk about impeachment. Going to talk about so much. Cindy Sheehan in the next hour on the Wake Up Call, because that's how we roll. Stay with us.
The wound that's below, that's a low name.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Suspicious items found by airport security officials have led some to believe terrorists are doing dry runs. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Airport screeners in Baltimore, Houston, Milwaukee, and San Diego discovered wires, switches, cell phone parts, and cheese that makes authorities think someone may be rehearsing an attack. An alert went out urging law enforcement to look for ordinary items that look like bomb parts. But the agency responsible for airport security says these kinds of bulletins go out all the time, and there is no intelligence that indicates a specific or credible threat.
President Bush is expecting a report today from his special Blue Ribbon panel on health care for American veterans. ABC's Ann Compton has a preview.
Before the prominent commissioners actually release their recommendations on care for wounded troops, they will share with President Bush some of their findings. He appointed them to see how to best cut red tape and improve care from the battlefield to back home.
It seems the grand old party is having a tough time so far in the presidential race. ABC's David Wright has details on a new ABC News poll ranking the favorites.
Our poll shows former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani leading the pack nationally. But just how solid is that lead? Republican voters like what they see as Giuliani's strength and experience, but many conservatives see him as too liberal on issues such as abortion. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is doing well in crucial early states. But to win the GOP nomination, he has to get past his own liberal baggage. Romney's now running as a born-again conservative, a tough sell. Our poll showed that 24% don't know where he stands ideologically.
A Barcelona blackout had tens of thousands of residents doing a slow burn. It started Monday when 350,000 customers lost power, but as many as 50,000 were still powerless late yesterday. Firefighters rescued people in elevators, but some say tourism may be a hidden casualty, saying how can they bring international events there with a situation like this? This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad.
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99.
Aflac!
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Sears Book, Chapter 14, Huge Summer Savings. It all began when Tina Cassidy heard about the Sears Summer Sizzle Sale. With up to 75% off summer clothes for the family, she stocked up. Tees and tanks for the twins, shorts for her sons, swimwear for everyone. She even saved 20% off on all Craftsman-powered lawn and garden equipment. This Friday and Saturday only, the Summer Sizzle Sale with up to 75% off summer clothes for the family. Brought to you by the Sears Book, Sears, where it begins.
Excludes Land's End. Other exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 7/28/07.
A Texas man is accused of recklessly exposing his partners to the AIDS virus. ABC's Jim Ryan has his story.
The charge is aggravated assault, punishable by 5 to 99 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Philippe Padieu was taken into custody Friday night at a bar in suburban Dallas. He tested positive for the virus that causes AIDS in the fall of 2005, but police here say that hasn't kept him from having unprotected sex without telling his partners. It's happened at least four times. Police hope to hear from any other potential victims. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Frisco, Texas.
A YouTube spokesman says the latest presidential debate featuring questions from YouTube surfers represents an evolutionary moment in politics, but not necessarily in ratings. The program drew 2.6 million viewers, slightly less than the previous, more traditional debate, which drew 2.8. And it could be the most expensive hangover in history. A businessman dropped over $200,000 at a London nightclub. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
And with this hour's WGNU local report, I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, a former volunteer firefighter who pled guilty Monday to statutory rape in Jefferson County is facing 10 years in prison. Prosecutors plan to seek the 10-year sentence for Ryan Drysdale when he's sentenced in October. Authorities say Drysdale had sex with a girl under 14 years of age. He was arrested in 2005 after the girl's neighbors reported a suspicious vehicle at her home in Imperial. Drysdale once served with the Kinloch Fire Department. Gateway Arch officials say the tram system in the south leg of the arch is likely to be closed all summer. The time will give workers the opportunity to replace all the cables that support the South Leg tram. It's expected to take 7 to 9 weeks to manufacture and replace all the cables. One of the cables supporting the system broke Saturday night, falling onto a charged tram rail. That shorted out the power system, stranding as many as 200 people inside the arch. The cables are usually replaced every other year. The one that broke Saturday night was installed in April of 2006. As a safety precaution, all 9 cables in the South Trans system are being replaced. And a lot of people have received a raise this week. An increase in the minimum wage took effect yesterday. The new wage of $5.85 an hour replaces the previous rate of $5.15 an hour. The bump won't affect Missouri's minimum wage workers, though. That's because in November of 2006, Missouri voters approved a proposition that sets the state's minimum wage higher than the federal one. Federal legislation has future increases that push it to $7.25 an hour by the year 2009. And that's a WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for the 9 o'clock hour. Westbound 40 between Hanley and McKnight. Look for road construction. Left lane's closed. And Clayton Skinker, it's backed up all the way to Clayton Skinker due to stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley. Road construction has left lane closed. There are a number of road construction areas going on this hour. Just use caution. Slow down. Eastbound 40 from Soccer Park to 270. Look for slow traffic still at this hour. Southbound 170. You've got slow traffic due to road construction as well. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic's starting to ease up. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. You've got traffic easing. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for no problems to report. Just use caution. Give yourself a break and slow down. There's a lot of construction going on these days, and we want you to get to where you need to be safely. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s this evening, partly cloudy with a low around mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, high around 90. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Friday, partly cloudy, chance of showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of the award-winning Wake-Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Cindy Sheehan, and we're going to talk about the Journey for Humanity. Cindy Sheehan is joining us from Pennsylvania. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Liz?
Fine. How are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Fresh out of jail.
Right. Yeah, I'm still I still feel like I've been beaten up a little bit, although the Capitol Police were very professional, and, you know, there was no abuse this time. When you have your hands behind your backs in handcuffs for a few hours, it does get, you know, to be a little, you get sore and things like that.
Well, I want to back up just a little bit. I read an article yesterday, actually, a criticism about the YouTube-CNN debate of the presidential candidates.
Uh-huh.
And the criticism was that CNN basically screened the questions that the candidates were allowed to address. And one of the questions that didn't get to reach the ear of those that want to be our Democratic nominee for president was the question of impeachment.
Right.
There were lots and lots of people who submitted their little YouTube questions to average citizens out there about the issue of impeachment. And you're in Washington, D.C. on this Journey for Humanity. This is all about impeachment.
Our Journey for Humanity and Accountability, one of the major things we're focusing on is impeachment. I did come out of my retirement earlier than we expected because of George Bush's commutation of Scooter Libby's sentence, which I believe is, you know, there's evidence and support that it was a treasonous act for him to commute Scooter Libby's sentence, since Scooter Libby was convicted of obstructing justice in the cover-up of the Valerie Plame thing, which was attacking her and her family because her husband spoke out against the war and against the lies. So I do think that that was an act of treason. So a major focus of our Journey for Humanity and Accountability was impeachment, and that's why we were in D.C. We're actually in Allentown, Pennsylvania today. We stopped in Philly yesterday on our way to New York tomorrow to end our tour on Sunday. But the mood of the country is all about accountability, holding George Bush and Dick Cheney accountable for what they've done to our country and to the world. When we were sitting in at John Conyers' office the other day, he was getting one call every 30 seconds about impeachment, and we delivered a petition with over 1 million signatures to impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney. So I think that is significant in this day and age.
That's huge. A million signatures on anything. It's huge.
Exactly.
And on this issue of impeachment, why John Conyers' office? Talk to us about his role in the beginning of this process of impeachment of George W. Bush.
Well, John Conyers has been, since he was the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee for the impeachment of George Bush and Dick Cheney, he wrote an amazing book called The Constitution in Crisis, which highlighted the crimes of this administration, the impeachable offenses. Last year, he introduced H.R. 635, which called to impeach George Bush, and 30 congresspeople signed on to it. And this year, when the Democrats came into power, when he promised us that if the Democrats were also, you know, once again the majority in the House, and he became the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, that he would institute impeachment proceedings against George Bush and Dick Cheney. Well, we know before they even took back the House that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid were saying that impeachment was off the table.
Howard Dean was also on my show, and he said specifically impeachment is off the table.
And they can't take, I'm sorry, but they can't take part of the Constitution off the table. It's not their, you know, especially Howard Dean, it's not their right to do that. They don't have any right to take part of our Constitution off the table. So we focused on John Conyers as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, as somebody who had advocated for impeachment before.
And we're going to take a quick break. I'm talking to Cindy Sheehan. She's joining us from Pennsylvania, Allentown specifically. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about impeachment. Stay with us. To visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else are you going to find 30% off of everything? Do you hear me? 30% off. Two words, 30%. 30% off of everything in the store, whether it's a television, a refrigerator, a freezer, a washer, a dryer, a microwave, tools, tractors, treadmills. They've got it all, and it's all 30% off. It's the biggest sale on in Sears anywhere in this state. 30% off. Get on down to Union and Natural Bridge. Get your shop on because it's 30% off. It doesn't matter if it's on sale because it's 30% off of that on top of that. Get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Tell them I told you to.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Oh, Lord. Turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Or keep your head up.
Prison death will come. And love to the sun. Even when the darkness.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Cindy Sheehan. She's joining us from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and we're talking about the Journey for Humanity and Accountability. And, Cindy, you were talking about taking these 1,000 signatures to John Conyers' office, sitting in at his office, demanding that and appealing to him to begin the impeachment process. Where is John Conyers on the impeachment process as we speak today?
Well, actually, it was over a million signatures. You said 1,000. I think it's probably not a million.
Yes, I meant a million.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went in with Ray McGovern, who started an organization called Veterans of Intelligence for Peace, and he was a 27-year CIA analyst. I went in with Reverend Lennox Yearwood, who is president and one of the co-founders of the Hip Hop Caucus. One of my children, he calls me his mom in the movement, and he's one of my children in the movement. And John Conyers is one of his mentors, as well as John Conyers has been one of my mentors in my activism. So we all went in and talked to him about it, and he basically said, after, we were very hopeful because he was in San Diego, John Conyers was in San Diego over the weekend talking about impeachment, giving the people, progressive people, hope that our meeting on Monday might turn out differently. He actually told people in San Diego if three more Congress people came up to him and said that they would support going forward with impeachment, especially of Dick Cheney, since we already have HRS 333, to impeach Dick Cheney, that he would go forward with impeachment. And his office has since backpedaling on that and saying that, you know, he must have been misunderstood or misquoted or, you know, things like that. But John Conyers is very clear that he is not going forward with impeachment at this time. He doesn't have the votes, and he thinks that we should hold them accountable by voting out Republicans in 2008. Which we in the progressive movement believe that that's going to be far too late. Hundreds of soldiers will be killed, thousands of Iraqi people. George Bush and Dick Cheney are taking away our liberties. George Bush has put out two troubling presidential directives in the last month or so. And, you know, then they're talking about invading Iran. They're talking about going into Pakistan now. And the longer we wait, the harder it's going to be able to put back together the Middle East and put back together the rule of law and constitutional responsibility here in America.
What are
believe 08 is far too late.
What are the grounds for impeachment of this president?
You know, and all you have to do is look at John Conyers' book, The Constitution in Crisis, to find these grounds. He lied to Congress. That is an impeachable offense. He lied to the American public. He lied to the world. He got us involved in these invasions and occupations in the Middle East that were based on lies, and hundreds of thousands of people are dead. George Bush himself admitted publicly to breaking the FISA laws against warrantless wiretapping of American citizens. He admitted to that, and that breaks also our Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizure. His administration has authorized torture, which is against Geneva Conventions and against our Eighth Amendment for unreasonable punishment. And also, the illegal war in Iraq also breaks the Supremacy Clause of our Constitution, which is Article 6, that says treaties are the supreme law of the land. They broke UN treaties, and they broke Geneva Conventions and other international treaties. What about Katrina? What about the federal response, the tragic response to Katrina? And we were in New Orleans on our tour for humanity. People are still homeless. People want their homes back, especially in the lower Ninth Ward, which was particularly hard hit, and they're confiscating their homes to build luxury condos and casinos. You know, there's many, many grounds for impeachment against George Bush.
When we talk about the issue of impeachment, I hear, again, I had Howard Dean on the show, and I questioned him about why are we taking impeachment off of the table? We hear some politicians make the comment that, well, we don't want to appear like we're being vindictive. We don't want to appear like we're trying to get back at George W. Bush. How do you respond to those statements?
You know, I think those are valid concerns. You know, we went through the impeachment of Bill Clinton, which was not valid under the Constitution, that didn't even go about it in terms that made sense. They got a special prosecutor, spent millions of dollars, and it soured a lot of people on the impeachment process. But it's time Congress took back the Constitution, followed the Constitution, and I know there are Republicans out there who are distancing themselves from the Bush administration, mostly not on basis of any kind of moral grounds, but because they know that their jobs are in trouble in 08. And it has to be something that is very reverent, like the impeachment of Richard Nixon was. The people who served on that committee, it was a bipartisan committee. John Conyers can appoint a bipartisan committee to look into these articles of impeachment to put before the entire House. And I've spoken to people who were on the committee for Richard Nixon, and they said that that was the most traumatic day of their life when they voted to get those resolutions or those articles of impeachment out of their committee. It has to be done that way, and then there will be no question of partisanship. And like my friend Reverend Yearwood says, have you ever had him on your show?
Yes, I have. I've had Reverend Yearwood.
He's an amazing person. I'm so proud of him. He says it's time we start looking at them as Democrats, as Republicans, but we need a human Congress. And that's what I'm hoping my candidacy against Nancy Pelosi will bring, a human Congress.
And let's move to that issue, because that is one of the other issues that is percolating through the press headlines, your statement that you are going to run against Nancy Pelosi. Talk to us about the process. How did you get to that place? What drove you to that place? What has taken you to that place?
Well, for a long time, since my son was killed, and I started out on this quest for peace and accountability, I've become so involved in a political system that, you know, I never imagined I would be involved in. And I know I have some heroes in the Democratic Party. Maxine Waters will be my lifelong hero, especially for going down to Haiti when they were deposing
Aristide. Absolutely.
Barbara Lee, who was the only person in Congress to vote against Afghanistan. Lynn Woolsey, Dennis Kucinich.
And all those people have been on my show.
People like that who have always stood by their principles and not the party. And there are people on the Republican side like Chuck Hagel and Ron Paul who stand on their principles also. And, you know, when you look at those people and if there's some things you don't agree with, you know at least they have a principled reason for their stand, not just because they're party loyalists. So anyway, I have come to the conclusion that the Democrats and Republicans, when it comes to war and peace, are basically the same party, except for some exceptions. And when Nancy Pelosi refuses to hold George Bush and Dick Cheney accountable, I believe that that somebody has to hold her accountable. And so I live close to San Francisco. I'm very excited about this campaign. I'll be able to stay home. It'll be far easier than what I've been doing for the last 3 years. And I think that more people should become involved in the process, not just as passive voters when so many times our votes don't even count, but to be active participants in our democracy, get out and become involved in the process.
So is your candidacy any longer conditional on anything that Nancy Pelosi will do, or are you in it?
I'm in it. I announced Monday after we came out of John Conyers' office that it's no longer time to stand on the sidelines. It's time to become involved. It's time to hold everybody accountable, not to their party, but to the Constitution and to their constituents. San Francisco is overwhelmingly in favor of impeachment. They're overwhelmingly in favor of ending the war. And Nancy Pelosi can say that she's against the war and she's working hard to stop it, but you can't give George Bush $120 billion more dollars to wage it, to perhaps go to Iran, to prolong this war. Now they're talking about at least 2 more years. And Liz, both you and I know that unless we stop it now, that we're in it for a very, very long time in the Middle East.
Very long time. We will continue with our conversation with Cindy Sheehan. She's joining us from Pennsylvania. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Listen, folks, I want to take a minute and welcome two wonderful new advertisers to the Wake Up Call advertising family. I know how much you support the show. Well, show that by supporting our advertisers. How about a big welcome to Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the University City Loop, 6277. You want a hot dog? Well, Archie's has them. Chicago dog, chili dog, St. Louis dog, pizza dog, Reuben dog, crowd dog, cheese dog, chili cheese dog, Hawaiian dog, and so much more. You have your choice of beef. And for you non-meat eaters, you have your choice of soy. You have your choice of turkey as well. Breakfast is served all day long, and on Friday is Fish Friday. They have fish fries from 4 p.m. to midnight, whether you want a tilapia, whiting, catfish nugget, all boneless. Come on down to Archie's All-American Cafe, Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays till midnight. You want to order ahead? You want to pick up? Call this number, 678-3397. That's 678-3397. Archie's All-American Cafe. They've been serving the community for over 15 years. Archie's All-American Cafe, right there in the University City Loop, 6277 Del Mar, right down from Skinker, 6277 Del Mar. Get on over to Archie's. Tell them I told you to. And if you need your carpets clean, I know what you need is a certified cleaning expert. You need to pick up the phone and call Russell's Professional Carpet Upholstery Cleaning, the number 315-7075. You need your carpet clean? Call Russell's. They have a special going on. Three rooms and a hall for $39.95. Water extraction, certified cleaning service, upholstery cleaning, specializing in spot treatment. Look, you need an expert when you want your carpets clean. You need to pick up the phone and call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning at 315-7075. And when you give them a call and when you get on down to Archie's, it's lunchtime almost. Anyway, get on down to Archie's. Tell them I told you to.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Cindy Sheehan. She's joining us from Pennsylvania on her tour for humanity and accountability. And Cindy, I'm listening to you talk about the campaign that you are now in against Nancy Pelosi. Thinking back to some of the things that Nancy Pelosi has said, it feels like the response of Nancy Pelosi, as well as other Democrats to this issue, is one more of a political strategy to maintain the power of the Democratic Party, as opposed to a political strategy to respond to what people are asking for out here. Do you sense that?
Well, it's all about this political strategy, as you say. They are trying to play things very carefully. John Conyers told me in a prior meeting to the meeting we had on Monday that electing a Democratic president is more important to him than ending the war.
Really?
Even if the nominee is Hillary Clinton, he said he doesn't necessarily support her, but if she's a nominee, we all have to get behind her to elect her. And I just don't understand why, because she was one of the major cheerleaders for the invasion of Iraq. She consistently votes to continue it. Her last vote, no, on the funding was calculated. She went in and voted long after the motion had already passed to fund George Bush's war. You know, Hillary Clinton has not taken a nuclear option off the table for Iran. So I just think it is a political calculation. And I am tired of all of the parties, you know, playing these political games with our flesh and blood. This is very personal to me. My son is gone because of them. My son is gone because of politics. And I told John Conyers when he said that, I started crying. I said, I can't believe you said that. There are 150,000 mothers in this country who could care less who is president in 08. They just want their child to come home safely.
When we look at these decisions that are being made by elected officials, by Democrats and Republicans, should we be having a conversation, Cindy, about another party? Is that the answer? Is that the solution to this?
You know, I think one of the reasons I'm running also is I think that this two-party system is corrupt. And for 60 years, they've kept us mired in war. I think a big obstacle to peace, a big obstacle to the Congress representing the people is the people who, the special interests, the lobbyists, the people who profit off of war. And many times it's our own Congress people who profit off of war and senators. And the Democrats were some of the biggest people who attached earmarks to the last defense spending bill to enrich war profiteering. And I think that at this point, I think that a third party is necessary. I think that we need to, and I would call it almost a second party, but I'm running as an independent to challenge that two-party system, not within a political party, but, you know, as a human being, you know, as a human saying, you know, look at me, these are my principled stands as a member of humanity. But definitely, I think it needs to be challenged. I travel the world, and wherever there's a parliamentary system with more than two parties, there are parties that people can belong to, like union parties, socialist parties, workers' parties, you know. So I think that to effectively represent the people, we do need more than these two parties who seem to be very similar.
I advocate outside of the political system. I do my radio show. I use my radio show for advocacy. I do things outside of my radio show, from sit-ins to protests to actions all up and down the city and even across the nation. And there is no way that for me, being within a political structure like that feels like it would tie my hands on the things that I can do. I know me, I don't have the temperament to work within the political structure like that. Are you at all concerned, Cindy, about being part of that system would somehow prevent you from the advocacy? How could you go sit in at Crawford, Texas, if you are sitting in as a United States congressperson? Are you concerned about that?
Well, I think that you're correct about that. If I am a member of Congress, I think that, you know, potentially that could limit it. But I could see myself walking down the hall and doing a sit-in at John Conyers' office if, you know, the people were there to encourage me or for some kind of social change. But I'm hoping that this was just a step in the right direction to help the people, to encourage the people, to have a true people's representative in Congress. And I hope I'm not the only one that challenges the system, too. And I think it's just another way. And I know like maybe a year or so ago, some of our Congress people got arrested protesting. I think it was our government's lack of response to the Sudan, or, you know, something like that. I can't really remember. I know.
Yes, it was the Sudan.
Yeah, Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts was involved in that. So, no, I don't think that I will be doing the marches. I've marched many times with Congress people all over the country, have joined us in our political protest. I still see my activism for humanity continuing as a member of Congress.
You turned over 1 million signatures into John Conyers' office. Can you give us kind of a sense of the demographic of those 1 million signatures?
They came from impeachbush.org and After Downing Street. I don't have a sense of demographics. I was listening to a phone call. Reverend Yearwood was on an African-American radio station and program yesterday, and we were listening to the phone calls, and I know that our brothers and sisters of color are so angry at John Conyers. They've been calling for his resignation all over the nation on these radio shows. I was listening to the callers. I was listening to the moderator. And I think that what I would like to see, too, is I know that African-Americans really understand oppression. They really understand being outside of the political dialogue and discourse in this country, and I would like to see more of them join us in these movements for humanity, and if we elevate one person's condition in this country, in the world, everybody's condition is elevated. So I would like to see them joining us and more in these sit-ins and marches. And I know a lot of times it's about economics, that they can't afford to take off work and a lot of people can't afford to do it. But, sign the petitions, write Congressman Conyers, call Congressman Conyers, let him hear everybody's voices, let it be what Jesse Jackson calls a rainbow of people involved in these issues.
When we look at Nancy Pelosi and her position on this, how are her constituents responding to it there in San Francisco? What are people saying about Nancy Pelosi and her position on the impeachment and on this war?
Nancy Pelosi has a lot of support from the elite, establishment in San Francisco, but on the street she has very little support. So even though I am also a white woman running against her, when I come from a place of having to choose between buying my baby medicine and buying food, I come from the same places of not being able to afford to send my children to college. And one of the reasons Casey joined the Army was to take the economic pressure off of our family so he could continue his schooling. So I know about the poverty draft. I know about homelessness in San Francisco as a huge problem. I come from the same place that many of the people of San Francisco come from. San Francisco is culturally and economically diverse. It's not a bunch of people living in mansions, millionaires like Nancy Pelosi. My headquarters is going to be right down in the Mission District, so we can listen to the people of San Francisco and, come from what they want to see happen from their congressperson.
We're talking to Cindy Sheehan. She's joining us from Pennsylvania. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Boom, tack, boom, tack.
I want a rimshot, eh? Diggy, 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 a rimshot, eh? Come on, a rimshot, eh? Diggy, diggy, a rimshot, eh?
I said I need to hear the
rimshot, eh? Diggy, diggy, a rimshot.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation with Cindy Sheehan. She's joining us from Pennsylvania, and we're talking about the tour for Journey for Humanity and Accountability that she is on along with Reverend Yearwood and former CIA analyst Ray McGovern and activists from all over the country. Cindy, I'm looking at a letter that you wrote back in May. May of this year, and I want to read the last line of this letter that you wrote to all of us. Goodbye, America. You are not the country that I love, and I finally realized no matter how much I sacrifice, I can't make you be that country unless you want it. It's up to you now. And now you are running against Nancy Pelosi. What has changed, Cindy? What made you jump back in again?
Well, we had always planned on coming back. Also on that letter, you know, I say this isn't my checkers moment. I will be back. We're going to regroup. We did my organization, Gold Star Families for Peace and the Camp Casey Peace Institute. We did. We went on group retreats, and there's only three of us, my sister and my sister Dee Dee and my assistant Tiffany, but we did go on group retreats, and we were coming back in August with a trip to the Middle East, and we're going to Syria and Jordan. We had been invited to southern Iraq, but we have found out that it's way too dangerous to go there right now. I'm not concerned about my own personal safety, but I do have three other children. I don't want to put them through any kind of worry or stress about my safety. But we're going to Syria and Jordan. We're going to visit refugee camps because the refugee crisis is destabilizing the entire Middle East. Not only has the Middle East had to absorb many Lebanese and Palestinian refugees, but they've also, ironically, Lebanon has had to absorb some Iraqi and Afghani refugees, and all the countries surrounding Iraq are absorbing millions of Iraqi refugees, and they don't even have the resources to take care of their own citizens. So it's become a major, major crisis in the Middle East that nobody here really in America is talking about or know about. So we're going to go visit refugee camps in Syria and Jordan, come back, report to the people of America. We're hoping to be able to take, money and other support to the refugee camps, but also just to tell them that, you know, there are people in America trying to elevate their condition. There's hospitals in Iraq that don't even have aspirins, and people are coming two or three to a bed. This is a war crime. when you occupy a country, you're supposed to take care of the citizens of that country, and the people of Iraq are not being taken care of, and you're supposed to stabilize and provide security to the citizens also, and they're not, so that's why they're fleeing the country. And we were going to come back in August, but when George Bush commuted Scooter Libby's sentence, I just thought, I can't give up the fight over here, because I believe removing George Bush and Dick Cheney from office will be a service to humanity.
I'm looking at some notes here that I have about the YouTube discussion of the presidential candidates that happened a couple of days ago. And the response, one of the questions that was asked of the people that want to be our or the Democratic Party's nominee was the issue of how they would, whether or not they would talk to Iran. And Hillary Clinton said, that's not something that I'm going to guarantee that I am going to do. Are you going to weigh in, Cindy, to this choice that people have, and choices in quotation marks, about with respect to the candidates that are going to be running on the Democratic side of the ticket?
Well, I don't understand why. I think that we can govern. I mean, we are a world leader, but we're only a world leader because of our enormous military strength and being bullies all over the world. I think we could use our strength for peace, and we can use our strength to negotiate peaceful solutions to crises. Now, you know, they're saying Iran wants to have a nuclear bomb. Well, America has thousands of nuclear bombs. Israel has hundreds of nuclear bombs. I don't agree with Iran getting one, but I think we need to talk about disarming all nuclear weapons of mass destruction. Hillary, Obama, Edwards, all the leading Democratic candidates have said that they are not taking a nuclear option off the table for Iran. I think that that is a crime against humanity. I think when we did it to Japan, that was a devastating lack of any kind of moral integrity or any kind of compassion to do that to innocent citizens, besides the firebombing of Tokyo. And war targets innocent people, and that's why we have to stop using war as a diplomatic tool. And we should look at the candidacy of a Dennis Kucinich or a Ron Paul, who are stridently against any kind of military intervention. They're about using our strength to build lasting peace around the world. And I think we really need to look at them. And I am encouraging people like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, if they lose in their primaries, to run as independent candidates, to keep this dialogue going. The one thing that many progressives had and were upset about Dennis in the 2004 elections was that he pulled out and backed another war, leading warmonger, John Kerry, in his election. So I think we have to keep the dialogue going all through until November of 2008.
And we're in a place where the Democratic nominees are nuclear on the table and impeachment off the table. Do you have a candidate in this race? Is there anybody that you are supporting?
Well, of course, I like Dennis Kucinich.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the issue of the Iraq war, do we get a sense from, what is your sense of where the candidates that are running for the presidency put this on the agenda? Do any of them, aside from Dennis Kucinich, have this position on the Iraq war in any kind of good or reasonable position?
Well, they're all calling for strategic redeployment, which just means leaving permanent bases in Iraq. It means leaving the independent contractors there, the war profiteers, who are stealing the jobs and the resources from the people of Iraq. And I think we have to call for what Barbara Lee's amendment said, withdrawing all troops, closing all bases, and removing all independent contractors from Iraq, and that will go a long way to stabilizing Iraq. It will go a long way to stabilizing the Middle East, and we know that we're not about doing that. We want the Middle East to be destabilized so we can steal their resources and we can profit off of you know, their misery. So yeah, I wish Barbara Lee was running for president because I would back her 100%. But we, you know, need to look at those things. And if Dennis Kucinich stays in the race all through till 08, we can keep these issues being discussed. We can force the Democratic candidate to move to the left on these very important issues of war and peace.
Have you seen Nancy Pelosi moving at all since your announcement or since the, well, first there's the announcement, but there was also talk of your announcement. Have we seen any change in Nancy Pelosi? I heard she's putting a bill out there for no permanent bases. Do you take credit for that?
I haven't heard that, but, you know, what the Democratic Congress needs to do is to get their caucus behind defunding the war and taking away George Bush's money, because Nancy Pelosi can propose all the bills she wants. George Bush will just veto them. So we need to get him out of office. And I'm running against Nancy Pelosi for Congress, but I say we impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney, and President Pelosi has a very good ring to it to me. So we need to get them out of office, and then we can get real work done on ending the war in Iraq, because George Bush has said over and over again that the troops aren't coming home while he's president. So Nancy Pelosi can propose all the bills she wants, but until they, you know, slam the checkbook closed, nothing's going to get done. Until they impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney, nothing is going to get done.
And Cindy Sheehan, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Nice to talk to you again, Liz. I always love talking to you.
And I always love talking to you. You take care and stay strong now, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Listen,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place. And you know what? I want to thank you all so much for listening. I want to ask you all to go out there and support our supporters out there, our advertising family. Go have a hot dog, get your carpet clean, get on down to Golden Grocers. You know what to do. And until tomorrow, stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel my brothers talking this
time. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease.